please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome to the program, episode 36Y of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. And, you know, I'm obligated. Why? Because we love you. I'm all you. There's the ghost. Welcome to the program, everybody. That is, I have to sing the Mickey Mouse theme every single time, and then I have to comment about how I have to sing the Mickey Mouse theme every single time, because I've got OCD tendencies, according to a professional. So that's why things like that happen. I need to start the show off with the most unnecessary apology.
Yeah.
It's more of a clarification. On this very program, we talked about Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl, and I said that Can We Start Again, Please? is usually not sung by Mary, and they probably gave it to Philippa Sue because she wanted more songs. So it was that. I have been Julie Dixon Jackson, wasted no time in sending me a text message saying, hey, dumbass, it's always a Mary song, and you were wrong, and I will see myself out now with that sort of thing. As a reminder, Julie was in the touring company along with Ted Neely and Carl Anderson and Irene Cara and Dennis DeYoung. And I think there's one more in there.
It's crazy.
She was part of that, so she certainly knows her stuff. My only explanation is, A, I was wrong, made a mistake, or B, that I saw a production where somebody else did it, because maybe they were like, not like a high school production. Hey, we got to spread the songs around.
Right.
And so maybe they gave another young lady that instead of giving, you know, having Mary have another song. So
maybe you mistakenly thought, oh, that's who's supposed to do it.
Yeah, right.
And then you flipped it.
So anyway, I flipped it. I don't want anybody out there. I guess I don't want any more emails. I received zero.
Well, you said the one.
That was a text.
Oh, okay.
Received one text from Julie Dixon Jackson, who, again, I repeat, wasted no time. I'm on my vacation last week.
Oh, my God.
And I get a text message. Julie Dixon Jackson, what's going on? Did she find something in my ancestry file?
Oh.
You know, she does that.
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
Did she find somebody? Am I the heir to a castle? No. It's that you screwed up the casting. And who gets songs, whatever the fuck is I'm saying. So, anyway, I hate when I make a mistake like that, but who cares? At the end of the day. People change, some stay the same. Hey, Garen is once again on assignment. We've got Garen off on assignment. And so we have, keeping with the theme of getting our kids in here before they no longer have time. And certainly this guy's not going to have any more time to come and visit us, maybe during the holidays or something. But Oliver Griffin is here for you were here a lot this summer.
Yeah, I was here a lot this summer.
Would you say this, and I know the fans are, too much?
I think he's gotten a little much.
But then what are you doing here? You
toe the line.
You should have said, I've been on enough, Dad. I'm not going to do it today.
Well, I mean, I had to support the show. Oh. I had to come in. Well, I mean, I'm a first responder and then an NF family.
Well, we appreciate that.
It looks like you lost the windscreen to your microphone.
Oh, did I? I know. I was going to say, yeah, I did. I was going to say, it sounds a little breathy.
Yeah, it's a little, hot.
And also, it's a little tinny, a little hot.
Yeah, how's that now? Is that better?
Yeah. Oliver's here. Start over. Pretend like you understand it. Do your first responder joke again now that it won't fizzle.
Yeah.
It won't sizzle is the word I wanted. All right. Well, you go to college on Tuesday.
I do. Yes. I go to college on Tuesday. 5 days away.
Yeah, this is Thursday.
This is Thursday.
So we're 5 days away from putting you in a car. We drive there.
Hold
getting
on
rid
now.
Of a Lincoln Continental is going to pull up. And
you know what? I'm going to trump it up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to treat it like Don Jr. and just, you know, see you later. And then you show up dressed incorrectly and I slap you in the face.
I will say this, just because it's a weird thing that is tangential to my life. I may have mentioned before, my stepbrother went to college with Don Jr. And he Trump was there. Like, Trump helped him move in the first day of
really?
College. Yeah. This is before, this is, let's see, how old, this would have been like around 2000 maybe, or 1998.
This is, I'm sorry, this is your.
My stepbrother.
Your stepbrother.
Yeah, my dad's wife's son. Yeah, I think he graduated high school in 98.
But when did The Apprentice premiere?
Oh, I'm
that's around 2000, isn't it?
I think it was later than that, wasn't it? I would have said that was like 2005 or something.
But Danielle and I were still living on Hayworth, so it's between 2000 and 2005.
Yeah,
it's between there somewhere.
Anyway, I think at the time it was just like Trump was just this famous guy. You know,
he was New York famous.
Clown, yeah. Oh boy, our guest is very early.
Yeah, all right, Oliver, you know what to do. You get to go out there. I'm Oliver Pardo. I'm Mr. Pardo's assistant.
Yeah,
filling in for the day. Gary Cockrell's off on assignment.
Right. This is the last time you see me before I'll be in the car.
Yeah, okay. yeah. Give her all that information, and then the paperwork, and then say they'll probably bring in around 10 after 11. So if you want to go to grab a cup of coffee or 7-Eleven and get a drink, feel free to do so. Or you can just sit here in the kitchen and wait.
Great.
These are all options.
Sounds good.
Do that. Tell her about some of your favorite concerts. Maybe some of your favorite TV shows. Give her a review of Weapons. I'm sure she has an interest in hearing about that.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
So, crane your neck. Oliver just walked out and immediately looked up. Our guest is a former wrestler. So one would imagine by design as a guy that got tossed around a dressing room by a wrestler, Sheamus.
Yeah.
I know that they are not a tiny person.
Yeah.
What do you? No, you don't. You stay out there until they finish the paperwork, and then you bring in the finished paperwork. Is that true?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
I will say I do have questions for Oliver. I have one important question.
Let's go back to that very quickly. So, yeah. I guess my question is: was Trump yet? I know he was New York famous and New York hated.
Yeah.
And he would occasionally be on Letterman. And Letterman would make fun of him.
Yeah.
And we just saw him as this weirdo businessman that people made fun of.
Kind of a clown who everyone got. It was fun to laugh at him. And it was not clear whether he took himself seriously or not. It seemed like he was taking himself seriously. But at the same time, maybe he was in on the joke. It wasn't. Now we know he wasn't. We know he wasn't.
But when he was on Stern, he would seem to roll with Stern's
bullshit.
That's what I'm
saying.
But he was still always bragging and saying, absurd things.
But that could have been a character for
no,
all we
he,
knew.
He doesn't know how to do a character.
No, we know that. We know that now. I'm just saying at the time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He could have been like, ta-da, I'm actually a normal person. And that was just I'm Andrew Dice Clay, basically.
Yeah.
Nobody's that guy.
No.
January 8th, 2004 is The Apprentice.
Okay. Jan 8, 2004.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. I enjoyed the first 4 to 5 seasons of that show. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would because I cannot stand the corporate world or people kissing the ass of a boss or, having to put a suit on and hoping that the boss doesn't yell at you. Like,
yeah.
I hate all that, but I did enjoy I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And he was the prime. I mean, even back then, it was like, although on this very show, I believe I said, I want to be friends with that guy.
Wow.
I believe I said that based
that.
On something that happened on The Apprentice.
That's funny.
I really wish I hadn't said that now.
Sure.
But obviously.
Am I in the Epstein files?
Puzzle. He obviously has that effect on some people because he wouldn't have become what he's become if he didn't have some charisma or charm that works on some people.
But he didn't. Here's the thing about that, though.
I didn't think he had it on the show. But
he didn't have it on the show.
But I was coming into it with this idea of, like, my dad worked in real estate in New Jersey when I was a kid. We were in the New York area. Like, it just was sort of like everyone kind of just knew this guy sucks. Like, he's kind of a con artist. He's a bad businessman. He rips people off. Like, there was no one had a positive association with him.
Right.
Even if all you knew was that he cheated on his wife, he got another woman pregnant out of wedlock or whatever. And not to sound all 19th century about it, but like that was his public persona. It was like a kind of
but also he considered a success because his name is on top of buildings. And
to the non-observant bypasser, I think, you'd go, well, you must be successful. His name is on that building. But if you kind of knew the history of it, like everyone in New York and New Jersey kind of knew that he bankrupted a casino and that, like, all that shit happened. So I don't know. It just seemed like, this guy's kind of an idiot and, like, clearly cared more about the image of a millionaire than actual, like, work of it, because he was constantly, he loved being in the tabloids. He loved being on you know, Letterman and Stern and all that stuff. That's what it seemed like. That's what he was living. He was living for that.
I think that's what he was living. I think
and
that
still is.
Still is
in a lot of ways.
I know this has been said, but we blame Mark Burnett. We blame him for.
So the thing was, like, around 98, whenever that was, my brother went to college. I would assume that he wasn't doing he like at that. That was the point at which he was just kind of licensing his name to things for money.
Right.
I'm sure he still had a business, but it's very unclear what his business has actually been. You know, I saw someone recently say, like, it's not like he runs an organization and employs tens of thousands of people like a normal businessman. You know, most people who were that rich have a vast network of, sub companies and employees. Like, this is like a, I don't know, is it 20 people or is it 30 people? Because it's a fucking con. Like, it's not a real thing. And so at this point in his life, he was probably just fucking living his rich guy life. And so, he had time to, and it was also his alma mater. So, like, he probably wanted to go back to, be a big shot on campus again. And
right.
Be like, here I am. Look at me. But
I know you've told me this before. Was your stepbrother there when Trump slapped him in the face? Was he the roommate at that time?
I can't remember if that's where that story. Did I tell you that story?
Or no.
That just is out in the world.
They went to go to a Yankees game.
Oh right.
Don Jr. opened up the dorm door wearing a Yankees jersey. His father said, You put a suit on, you dress like a gentleman and slapped him.
Yeah, I don't.
And then the roommates were the ones that were like, my fucking roommate's dad, who happens to be Donald. Like, that's how it got out. It was pre-president.
Yeah. I don't know. I should ask him that, if he was a witness to that. He probably just heard about it secondhand like everybody else did. But he did have stories of Don Jr. being a fuck up and just drunk all the time and just a piece of shit, just like a terrible student and all that stuff.
Before we get past this.
Allegedly.
But I was also going to say, I think you can go to any college and find 100 people with that kind of behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we get past this, a quick search with not entire verification, but not AI, suggests that there's been like an audit of Trump's organization. They have over 22,000 employees.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that. Because
I would imagine that includes all of his golf courses and buildings.
It's all the personnel. So all the people who do the actual work to make those things happen. Like, right. Everywhere from a cleaning person up to,
But there's no way he's involved in the day-to-day. I mean,
I think the thing that I saw was commenting more on the sort of the corporate structure of it. You know, it's like, obviously, if you own hotels, you have
there's a thousand people
working in the hotels. But like, in terms of like the home office, like,
I mean, that's probably harder to tell because it's the Trump organization. Yeah. And so they're all included when they do this kind
of. But just the fact that, what was the guy, the lawyer's name? Mark Cohen. Mark Cohen? That suddenly sounded wrong, because isn't that guy who's saying walking in Memphis?
Yeah, it's also a comedian with that name.
Right.
Okay. Wait, isn't it Mark? Maybe it's not Mark.
It's Mike?
It's Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
That's why it's wrong.
Yeah, Mark Cohen hosted Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen hosted Make... I got nothing. Put that on in the notes, Oliver. I had nothing.
Anyway, it just seemed like Michael Cohen was doing a lot of like chores.
Yes.
In a way, there's like, aren't there other people to do this?
I agree with you. That's why it did seem a little more mom and pie than actual business.
Anyway, we don't really know.
Oliver, did our guest go to get a drink or anything, or just going to hang loose?
I believe just going to hang loose. I'm not really sure.
All right. And, Denise is a former wrestler, so I would imagine that taller than you?
Yeah. I mean, you could be a Katmus. What the fuck? I just said cat masseuse.
No, you didn't. You didn't even get that far. You stop yourself from saying cat masseuse.
I was just trying to think of any job. Anybody could be taller than me.
Oh, I see.
And you're suggesting the cat masseuse
even
is even taller.
The cat masseuse could be taller.
How many cat masseurs have you met?
So many, and they're all the tiniest people in the world. they have to be.
They gotta be, right?
If they're too big, they're gonna kill those cats.
The fingers need to be just tiny and delicate.
Yeah, right.
Get in there.
You got it right. A little guy, you get in there. Is there anything better? Give a little kitty cat a massage. By the way, they love it
until they bite you.
Yeah,
they love it.
I'll pay you to let me do that.
You know what? You're right.
Be a job.
I will. Somebody. I feel Gary Cannon, friend of the show. Gary Cannon. He's very involved in fostering pets. Mm-hmm. He posted something about emergency. There's a little kitty cat that needs to be fostered by the August 15th. This person can no longer be fostering it. Can somebody else take the cat or whatever? And there was a video of it. And it was such a stinkingly cute kitty cat that I'm like, Well, I have allergies. Yes, I can't breathe. But we got to get that cat.
Yeah.
We got Oliver's leaving for college. We got to fill that office with a litter box. But yeah.
So his room's already an office in your mind?
Oh, it's in my mind.
In reality.
Oh, you kidding me? He's out.
All right. I have a very important question, Oliver, that your duties as intern interrupted what I was about to ask.
Here we go.
I've been wondering this, and I don't know the answer. I think everyone wants to know. Do you have a roommate or roommates, and have you been in contact with them?
Oh,
I do.
Get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
Okay.
I have three roommates.
What?
It's pretty spacious. It's a nice space. But I have three roommates.
Okay. Welcome to the space. The space is two guys share a room. There's a common living room, and then two guys share the other room.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's not even a room. It's almost like three separate things.
These are this is just where the beds go. Is the
two beds and a bathroom, and then the other guys have two beds and a bathroom.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there's a living room with a kitchenette.
Oh, cool.
It's if I may, it's banana times big when you consider what dorms should look like.
That sounds way better than what I had. Like, I was in a room with two other guys, and then there were one, two, three other rooms that all shared a common room, and the common room had nothing. It had a couch,
right?
And then
this may just have a couch. Who knows?
I mean, and then one bathroom for all of those people.
No, that's a great.
This is one bathroom for two guys. Now that said, Oliver's in. He got lucky, and that's where he was assigned. Mm-hmm. There are places on campus that are that.
Yeah,
I just happened to get very lucky. I just happened.
Okay,
to get
all right. So that's the setting. There's three other guys.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's three other guys. Two of them are named Oliver, not including me.
What?
So three of the four guys.
75%.
Are named Jesus Oliver, Christ. And the one guy who isn't named Oliver looks exactly like me.
And by the way, I can 100% confirm that. Oliver came out and showed the photo, and then Daniela was on, and Daniela said, are we sure that's not you?
It's bizarre.
So they sort by like kind.
Yeah.
And let's comment, unless it was computer generated, and most likely it was, how of the entire freshman class, how do three Olivers end up being roommates?
Crazy.
It sounds like the beginning to a math riddle. They're like, four boys live in a dorm.
Yeah.
Three are named Oliver. Two are identical twins.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, hold on.
This sounds more like a plot to one of, like, a Columbo or something.
You think this is Columbo related?
Yeah. I mean, if not, then certainly there are opportunities
here. Well, I guess
here.
It's a little like the first episode of the new season of Poker Face, right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, the twins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who are actually quintuplets or something?
Yeah, a lot of them. There was a lot of them going on. She was trying to get rid of one of them, right?
She was trying to let one... Wait, no. Let one. That's not in Wicked. I was going to say Let It Go?
No, that's Frozen.
Frozen, yeah.
But Idina Menzel was in Wicked as well as in Frozen.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, there you go. So there's a six degrees of
a connection.
Idina Menzel?
So you eventually got there?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think those two will pop back in for the sequel? Because they had a cameo.
They had a little cameo.
I
think we got it, right?
I think we got it.
I think that satiated their. I think we got it.
Yeah.
And I think that was enough for them to feel acknowledged.
Yeah.
That they were,
I don't know the show well enough to know if. I don't even know what those characters were. Maybe they didn't exist in the stage version, but do they pop back in? I don't know. Anyway, okay, so.
Well, I mean, whatever they were, they were just like the, like.
I don't really understand what they were.
Street performers in the town or something?
In my mind, it was kind of like in Thor.
Yes,
Love and
yes.
Thunder, where there were people, doing a play of the story of Thor.
Mm.
And
that's
I think
what it
Matt
was.
Damon was, like, the guy or something.
Yes.
I think
he was Loki or something. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So you've communicated with these three gentlemen.
Very little. Okay. A little bit of texting. A little bit just like get to know you, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
I think smartly we haven't done what are you interested in, or anything really about that. That way when we get in
You'll
person, we have something to talk about because sure. We don't know these people at all.
Yeah.
So it'll give us something to talk
about. Now, do you know? Is the guy that you share an actual bedroom with, is he one of the other two Olivers?
He is the only one that's not an Oliver.
Okay, so
but he is the lookalike.
He looks exactly like
me. So you got two Olivers in one room.
Two Olivers in the other
and
room.
And two guys who look like they're twins in the other
room. Yes.
I got to say, you got to make sure that nobody's trying to murder this other guy because he might mix it up.
I know. I'm so worried. I got to hope all of these Olivers are the great guys or this other guy.
Well,
the twin's
the
great guy.
There could be one of these guys could be a prick and they're going to go, oh, it's one of the Olivers. And then
they go, which Oliver? Oh, Oliver in room 123. And it's like, oh. Which one?
Yeah.
Now, are they all film majors too?
The three Olivers, all three of us, are the exact same major.
Oh no!
There's no way this isn't going to screw something up somewhere.
It's going to get so confusing, especially when internships happen and stuff.
Right.
I mean, we're going to be in the same class together and everything.
Yeah.
Do you know their last initials?
I do. And no overlap there.
Luckily. Okay, that helps a little bit.
I feel like I don't know. I already know what your dad's going to say to this. He's not going to like it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it. I think you need to go in there and be like, "Hi, I'm Griffin." That's it.
Either that being Pardo.
I would rather go Pardo.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, you prefer Pardo.
Well, you don't like that either.
You
don't like when people call you that.
I don't like it. Yeah. But
I kind of. Some of my friends already call me Pardo.
Okay.
And they have no reason to. There's no other Olivers, but they're just not a fan of the name, I guess.
Now, which would you prefer if he suddenly was everyone calls him Griffin, or if everyone calls him Pardo?
Well, I like Griff. I think
it's kind of fun.
I think it's kind of fun, but at the same time. He doesn't go by that. He's never gone by that.
Yeah, but there's a whole new day.
Oliver. So you're
saying,
new Griff.
Yeah, whole new Griff. You're saying I should like go into my classes day one. Everybody's introducing themselves. Hi, I'm Griff.
Say my name's Oliver, but I go by Griffin.
They don't know. They don't know that you haven't been called that your whole life. So you could just be like, hey, my name is Oliver Griffin, but everyone calls me Griffin.
That's what I mean. Here's a way to. That's a way to separate yourselves from these other two guys
because they're
that's
not going to be Griffin, which I think you want to do, honestly.
I think
it's
so.
It's going to be so confusing, and you don't know what if one of them flunks out, and then everyone's like, "Oh, why is he still here?
Yeah. Why is he still here?
Or one
Get
of those
this guy out of here.
Complete asshole."
Yeah. I mean, and here's the other thing is that this is the perfect excuse for it. If somebody says, "Well, why are you Griffin?" It's a story. There were two other Olivers, and you could even say that to them.
Yeah.
Hey, just call me Griffin, because that way there'll be less confusion.
All right, well, think about it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Elliot.
That's right.
I like the idea that, you know how, like, we talked about this recently, Emma Stone's name is actually Emily, but she had to change it for SAG. So, but everyone, her friends call her Emily, but like you could be professionally, you could be Griffin Pardo, but then your family calls you and people who've known you your whole life call you Oliver. It kind of just creates a little separation.
That's not a bad idea.
You get to be your own private person in one area of your life and then publicly you're Griffin. I don't know. It even sounds weird me saying it right now. Like I don't love it, but I feel like it is a solution.
I like the way Oliver Pardo hits your ear.
Yeah.
I like
Griffin Pardo.
It's got a good rhythm to
Griffin Pardo, Griff Pardo. No, then you're sounding like Grift.
Yeah.
Then Jimmy Dore's involved. What did you say, Finn?
Finn.
No, we knew a Finn when he was a young...
didn't like it.
No.
And I knew a Griffin when I was younger, and I wasn't a fan of him either.
Yeah. So...
Griffith? You want to call yourself Griffith?
No, then we got Andy Griffith situation. We got a bunch of kids thinking he was a sheriff. We can't have that.
What if I go GP?
No, then you're a general practitioner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very confusing to everybody.
That's not, those aren't two initials that really roll off the tongue in a way that.
And OP doesn't either, because then you got
an OGP. Then you're back to Andy Griffith if you go OP.
That's right.
You're right.
But famous director.
True.
Famous director. He had a lot of success, Ron Howard, later in life.
You would be.
And as a boy, really never didn't have success.
He's been on a hot streak his entire
life.
You know what? He's been on a hot streak since he was four?
And never stopped winning.
That's kind of nuts.
How old is he? Now, Oliver, you in talking here, you realize you've taken zero notes.
No, I've taken so many notes.
Did you? When was...
Check this out.
When did The Apprentice premiere?
Well, he was out of the room for a lot of that.
I know he was.
Well, all I wrote down was... We talked about the beginning of The Apprentice.
All right, which premiered on January 2004.
Yeah. January. Hold on now.
Okay, old man.
I'm going to go back and do that.
Let's do it a little bit. That's the Griffin I know.
There he is.
See, that's the Griffin that's going to have him rolling.
I got to just completely reinvent myself.
But then you run into the situation where you're walking around school, Griffin! Griffin! You just keep walking.
Yeah, I'm so unused to it.
Yeah,
it's
true. Maybe we should start practicing. You only have 5 days, but if
that's true.
If we just start incessantly saying Griffin in your direction.
Or just go by Pardo. I didn't like it. There's a few people that I kind of that I allowed it. I can't even tell you who those are, but...
Should we just go off completely off track and just come up with a nickname that isn't anything? Like
Goose.
If I just start going by the Goose.
Goose Pardo.
No, you can't do that because everybody thinks of Top Gun.
Yeah, we kind of want that connection.
You know how there's certain people, I've met people in my life who, and I assume it's because of, it always comes from their college years. Like they have a crazy nickname, you know, like, oh, everyone calls him Wanamaker. Like what? Yeah, right. Like, I don't even know.
I'm the shooter.
Right.
I have a stupid nickname.
But there's a certain strain of nickname that I feel like comes out of like the frat world almost.
Oh, 100%.
Which I hate. Mm-hmm. But that, and I don't think, you're not going into that situation.
But what if I like bite the head off a goose day one? Just kind of said that myself.
That's disgusting. Somehow that's even worse than a bat. When you said it,
I'll tell you this: it's easier.
And they'll call.
No,
them,
you get that neck.
That neck comes right. You're able to bite that
if
neck.
If you're biting the head off, though, the head's in your mouth.
Just bite. You know what? Don't do that. Treat it like an umbilical cord. Just bite.
Oh gosh.
Just bite.
Oh.
It's the beak that I'm worried about.
You're not doing the head anymore.
Okay.
You've got that long swan neck.
You just bite
that neck is there for the biting. Well, so you get in there as if it's a long strand of spaghetti. Lydia, trap that son of a bitch.
This is a live goose, though, right? Goose are notoriously violent.
No, he's gonna wrestle it and kill it first, then he's gonna bite.
Oh, okay.
Instead of doing a very disgusting thing with a live goose, maybe just show up in a goose Halloween costume.
There you go.
Day one. Hey, what's up, guys?
Could you imagine they open the door and there's this dickhead in a goose suit, and they look at each other. Oh no, we've just been texting.
Like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm a goose cosplayer. I live in
24/7.
Goose
24/7. Oh. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh!
Is that worse than a goth kid? Worse than a goth kid though?
It's probably more fun. Honestly, the goose guy's probably
goose
got
guy's
that.
More fun.
Goose
or
is ready to
certainly,
party.
Certainly more nuts.
Yeah. Goth guy's not fun to hang around.
No, that guy's a downer.
I saw a guy with full the crow face makeup crossing the street the other day.
Oh wow!
And I was like, that's and obviously full black cloak, like not even clothes, just a cloak, neck to foot. Cloak on.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Zoe, like, she was with me, and I was like, even if it's October 2nd, I don't question that at all, but on August 12th, what the fuck is going on?
Summer?
That's what he's doing. Unless he's also got a resume in his hand, he's headed to a commercial audition, and is really committed to it.
I mean, this was in the middle of, you know, Burbank. It was just like, it was a kid, too. It was like a teenager. So
yeah,
I don't know where they're going.
Chosen to be. We're currently watching a documentary. It's on Max, the Yogurt Shop Murders.
Sure. Yep.
You familiar with that?
Yep.
You watch both episodes?
Yep.
It's good. It's not the greatest documentary, but it's an informative documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But they refer to the goth kids in this as PIBs, mm-hmm. People in Black.
Sure.
And
never heard that.
I had never heard that either. But I guess it was a way for them to differentiate there it is
again
the various suspects.
This that just reminded me, when you were growing up, did the term Hesher come into your
life? No, that was Danielle calls him that.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't figure
what
out
what did you we were in Charlotte was burnouts.
Yeah, or just metalheads. I mean, I don't know. There's like a...
Oh, well, no, Hesher is a burnout, a stoner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had potheads. That's
yeah, we called them potheads, but I thought Hesher meant kind of a burnout who listens to heavy metal, like more specific brand of burnout.
Not according to Danielle. Danielle, okay. Here in Los Angeles or the Valley, Hesher was just a burnout, a stoner.
Yeah, all right. Because I heard someone being interviewed about the Beastie Boys, and, you know, they were talking about... I forget who they were talking about. Anyway, they mentioned that. They were like, oh, you know, we were punk kids. There were the punks, and then there were Heshers. And I just, that word never came into my life as a kid. I never heard it called that.
Well, it's very similar to, and this is going to, you're not going to, it's very similar to in the 80s. Sammy Hagar was big on the East Coast, not so big out here on the West Coast. And vice versa, Van Halen was huge here on the West Coast and not so much on the East Coast. So it's the same with Hesher. So that's how that played. Put that down in the notes.
By the way, the main thing, and I can't believe it didn't come up when we were talking about Trump and The Apprentice, but sometimes the news cycle just gives us a topic and we know there's going to be at least 10 minutes on it on this show. Maybe we should wait.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait.
But just so you guys know, Donald Trump is inducting KISS into the... It's not an induction. It's just
Well, they know. This episode's come out 5 days after it was not. But yeah,
we must discuss.
Let's hold it. We'll talk about it with Denise when we get her in here.
Oh, boy.
A little something to talk about. We'll give you something to talk about. We're going to Bonnie rate this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We also go around the horn. As a reminder, it is... the letter H, because we part-omized the letter Y, because Young Frankenstein was it.
Yeah,
and so we, I'm sure there was two more, but there weren't five. That's the point.
There weren't
five.
Yar Wars?
What's that?
Yar Wars?
That's your fan fiction. That's you when you made Star Wars out of yarn. Elliot's got the con.
Yes, sir.
That means Denise goes first, and then Matt, then myself, and then that means you in the Garen Cockrell seat. You'll go last, Oliver. I will also announce very quickly that for next season 37, this letter game is going to be, and I think we're going to have some big pots here. But in consulting along with Dane Coffey, the Dane Coffey Coffee Can, as well as Oliver G. Pardo, who we now call Griffin.
talk about Griff.
For season 37,
Holly G.
Song names by bands.
Wow.
Not female artists, not male artists.
Song title.
Song title by bands.
By a band.
Library rules, A and the.
Yep.
Or A and the. You know, it's
interesting. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to
be fun.
They're either going to build up, and it'll be interesting because I think this will be more like does somebody go with the obvious. I'm just going to go to Y. Yesterday by the Beatles. Mm-hmm. Does somebody go with that, or does Garen go more with what Garen likes to listen to? Mm-hmm. What does Matt go to? Does Jimmy pull out You Should Be Dancing by Leo Sayer? There's a lot of Ys.
If he wants to keep the con for another week, he does.
Well, or maybe I just gave a hint.
Oh, I got to write that down.
That is literally 6 months away by the time it would get there.
I'm never going to remember that.
You shouldn't. So anyway, that's going to be it. So bands, and then the following season will be, I'll flip a coin, it'll be male or female. And so we have three seasons now of song titles.
Wait, is the Bee Gees song called You Should Be Dancing?
You should be dancing!
Or is it just called Dancing?
What did I say? I said You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Right.
Or is that's not what I said?
That's a different song.
That's Leo Sayer.
Right, but that made me think of the Bee Gees.
That is You Should Be Dancing.
Okay, so that would count.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to save it.
I'm going to say this. The letter Y...
surprisingly, a lot of songs.
But because the word you.
Yeah, there's a million
songs. There's a lot of Y.
More than movies, that's for sure.
Certainly more than horror movies. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll meet with Denise Winkleman. She's got a new special out called Bougie on a Budget. And I hope I got that right. And
right.
We'll talk with her and her various occupations throughout life. They're all... They're all interesting. So we'll get to we'll dig it deeper with Denise, and we'll also then go around the horn and get everybody's letter, and then we'll really settle the debate on should it be Oliver or Griffin when he goes to college. Mm. We'll talk about it never again on this episode. Right after this.
Hey, gang, Matt, here are some dates for you. Denise Winkleman is on Instagram at Denise Winkleman Comedy. That's also her website, denisewinklemancomedy.com. And you can go there to find out where she's doing live shows, all that stuff. Also, check out her new special, Bougie on a Budget. It's on Apple TV, YouTube, Amazon, wherever you rent video. It's available there, or it will be on Tuesday. That's when it comes out. And then the album version, the audio version, will be coming out Friday on Apple Music, Spotify, all those places. So go check it out. You can listen to it in your car, or you can watch it at home. Do all that stuff. You'll love it. Jimmy Pardo is hosting Pop Cultured at the Ice House in Pasadena on the 13th of September. Then in October, he's going on the road. Go Madonna's in Cincinnati on the 15th of October. And then the Funny Bone in St. Louis on the 16th of October. The Olympic Theater in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the 17th. And all the dates and deeds, as you know, can be found at jimmypardo.com. One more thing, our next live stream for the Tier 2 and higher, that's going to be on the 21st of August, so next week. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time start. If you're in Tier 2 or higher of the Platinum, you can join us, listen to us, chitter-chatter in the breaks. You can chat with the other listeners in the chat room. All that fun stuff is happening on the 21st. So do that and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the program, episode 36. Why? Because we love you. M-O-U-S, but the neck of a goose. Welcome back into the program. We had Oliver took a squiz in the break, to which we decided Elliot thought that squiz was an old man sounding way to go to the restroom, and I think squiz is that's an ageless activity.
You're the one who coined the term.
Yes, you think I'd have a little say in this?
And you if you want it to go wide, if you want this to be a big hit as a word, you want it to mean you want it to cover as many.
I want the kids saying it on playground.
Yes,
I want the college kids saying it on the quad. I want the businessman saying it in the boardroom. I want the president saying it the day that he gets a fucking helicopter blade across his neck.
Hey, Griff, will you take this to college with you and then spread it around a little bit?
Yeah, you
spread
got it.
Spread squiz around on Tuesday.
Gonna be day one, I'm Squizzy P.
Yeah, there's a nickname.
It's pretty good.
It's not a good one. No, it's not.
You don't want that nickname.
You don't want Squizzy P.
They don't know what it means, though. That sounds pretty good.
No, it sounds even worse then. It sounds...
Squizzy.
Yeah, it sounds backseaty. If I may.
Oh, good evidence.
Our guest, that seems like a nice segue. Yeah. our guest, Denise Winkleman, is here. Denise has a new special available. It's called Bougie on a Budget. I said it right?
Yes. You said it right.
If you look at it, it looks like Boogie on a budget, right? But it's got a U, right?
Yes, it does. So we fancied it up a little bit.
And you, all right, you've led an eclectic life. You're a former professional wrestler.
Yes.
Now we had Colt Cabana on once, but you also did this. When in your life were you a professional wrestler? I do so little research for a guest because I like to learn. I like them to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So 5 years of my life. So wrestling was hot. Graduated college. I did graduate. I swear to God.
What did you major in?
The alcoholic's degree, mass communications.
Okay. Ignore what she just said, Oliver. You focus on your studies.
Yeah, don't be like me.
Yeah. I don't know. He leaves Tuesday for college. Yeah. That's the
gotcha.
That's the premise of most of these jokes at his expense here today. All right, so you graduate college as a drunk and you decide to go into professional wrestling. And yeah. Where'd you grow up?
Northern Minnesota. So okay. Right by the Canadian border, north central Minnesota. Graduating class in high school was 18 people.
Oh, very tiny.
Wow.
I did not finish in the top 10.
bottom eight for you.
Yeah, bottom eight.
Do you know where you were in that eight?
I'll call it 15.
Okay. There was three worse than you.
Yes, three worse.
Good. All right. So then you go to college, and then where'd you go to college?
So I went to three different colleges, actually. So a community college because my parents were poor.
Sure.
Bougie on a budget. And the funny thing about the community college, it was right on the Canadian border. So it was a big hockey school because in Canada, in that part, Ontario, you can drink when you're 19. Okay. Or you could at the time.
Yeah.
So everybody would play juniors and then go across. And they were winning like national titles and all this stuff. And I didn't drink. I was living with my Christian parents. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't go with you.
Right.
So then I played basketball at a Christian school, small Christian school in Minnesota for a year. And looked very different at the time. We played a bunch of Canadian teams and we just killed the Canadian teams. We're like, they don't even know what a basketball is. And then I graduated from Bemidji State University, which is they're part of like U of M, University of Minnesota now. But it's like I think at the time it was like 12,000 people in that town. So
I don't know colleges. Is that small? Is that big?
Yeah. Just in the town. So
in the town.
The whole town was 12,000.
Yeah, 12,000. It was tiny.
All right.
And like we had a Target. That was big. So I graduated there, and wrestling was just super hot. And I was looking for a community. I was trying to fit in. I was really masculine at the time, like trying to, you know, really figure everything out. And wrestling, like The Rock, Stone Cold, like all that stuff. And I'm like, dude, I got to do this. So I actually wrote a handwritten letter to a bunch of wrestling promotions and sent it out. And one of them got back to me. It was Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's like a hotbed of wrestling, or at the time they were. They had a couple different promotions, like WWE underneath, like the developmental guys were there at the time. So now it's NXT, but at the time they would just take these guys, give them a contract to train, but they would pay them like $500 a week just to train, you know, at this promotion. Mm-hmm. And if they were good enough, they would get on TV.
Wow.
And then they would make money.
And go ahead. So.
So I was not one of them. I was not that good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you made the $500 a week to be trained.
Oh, no.
Oh, not even that.
No, we had to pay to train. So.
Oh, wow.
So it was a different promotion. There was HWA, which was the underneath guys. And then I was in the Northern Wrestling Federation. And NWF, they were more show-based. They did a lot of bigger shows. They were really promo-based, like really you could talk smack. And they wrestled a lot in Kentucky. And Kentucky and Ohio wrestling are different, if that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. Kentucky, they want to yell at you. The fans want to yell at you. And so you have to walk out and be like, shut the F up, you know? And I don't know if I can swear on
you're
this.
You're more than happy
okay.
to.
Shut the fuck up, you know, and you people disgust me, you know, and stuff like that. And it was great. It was like a rage room without being a rage room.
Uh-huh.
But so I went out there and I started training, and I did it for 5 years. I did like 500 matches.
Wow.
They produced a ton of people, and Carl Anderson, WWE, John Moxley was at the different promotion, but he's like a AEW champion, was WWE champ. We wrestled with him a lot, and there were several others who went on to big careers. So just to let you know how good I was, I did not go on to a big career.
No. You were not in the top 10.
No.
That's your consistent...
I like to shoot for the bottom half.
Yes. I do in life. Yes. That's where the fun happens. What... So when you were doing those, like around Kentucky or whatever... And it was more show-based. Were you paid as a wrestler or as a performer? Or were you not paid and you could only win like the winnings of that match? I don't know how. I literally don't know how it works.
Yeah, so it wasn't winnings of the match. So
it's a show.
It's a show. It's a lot like comedy. As you're coming up in comedy, we didn't get drink tickets, though. That was they were like, no, we can't give the wrestlers drink tickets. Sure. That could be a problem. but we would be booked independently on a lot of shows. And then the place we were at, they ran every weekend, every week of the year. So I think they ran like 100 to 200 shows a year. So then you could take other bookings on top of it. But yeah, we were always paid as long as it was out of town. If it was at the little school that they did, then that was like more expected. But you know, I think we made anywhere from $20 to a couple hundred. So it wasn't paying the bills.
Right. What was your wrestling name?
So there is a great story with that. Carl Anderson, who's in WWE, one day he got bored and we were doing a promo class and was like, hey, Winkleman, come over here. Like, just pop the boys. Do a promo as a mad scientist. You know, just figure it out. And so I did. And I did it so well that I got stuck with it. And
you became the mad scientist.
I became the mad scientist. Love I it. Was Dr. Melvin Winkleman.
Yes.
And the creepy mad scientist. So I failed science and I was terrible at it. So I didn't even know scientific terms, but I got like a get up and all that stuff. And I was just trying to relate to the character a little bit. And so I thought insecurity, you know, intensity. So I would, it was almost like being a stand-up because I could write my own promos. So I would say really funny things in a really intense way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I were cutting a promo on you guys, I would just be like, you people absolutely disgust me, but my God, like I'm going to whip up a potion and make you better looking. I'm going to turn you into a billy goat. And
I'm uglier than a billy goat.
That is the implication.
That's what Dr. Melvin would have said.
I understand. So. Yeah. Not you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you would you have fans then at these events? Like you and the mad scientist is here.
Oh yes, yes, and. Not so much for the mad scientists, but, you know, for the good guys that would come out. So it was really fun being the bad guy. I didn't have to deal with any of that, you know. Oh, no autographs for Dr. Melvin.
Oh!
But no, it was really fun. Like, I did a couple big runs. Like, we did this street fight in Fairfield, Ohio, which was one of the bigger events. Like, I think it was a payoff to this feud that we did where I took a potion, which was Gatorade. We put a little dry ice in it just to make it fizz a little bit, or maybe Alka-Seltzer, I forget now. But I threw it in the guy's face after I cut a promo on him, and it blinded him. So he had to wear an eye patch.
Oh,
so
this poor man.
He looked like a pirate.
Yeah.
You know? And he had a tag team partner, and then I got a tag team partner. Professor Medler is what I called him. And we were just good talkers. But, God, the promo I cut on this dude was Professor Medler was – I am a special liaison for the School of Mad Scientistry in Vermont, and I've been looking for a good talent, so I've found Professor Medler, and he's going to be one of the greatest baseball players that we've ever seen at the School of Mad Scientistry. And so I gave him an award and a plaque, and he became my tag team partner. So we did a tag team street fight in Fairfield, Ohio, and we were jacked. You know, it was a big show, and early 20s, all that stuff. So we brought it. And
what kind of crowds are you seeing at like this kind of, like how many people are at this show?
It's very comedy like in the sense it could be anywhere from 20 people to several hundred.
Mm-hmm.
For the bigger shows there were always good crowds. So yeah. This one was probably 250 to 300.
Okay.
And
like what size are you in a venue that's packed, or is it like a bigger place that's only...
No, no, no. It wasn't like an arena. Okay. This was a VFW hall in Fairfield. Great venue. Really, really fun to do. But this guy was hanging over the ropes, and he called the spot. So he was choking my tag team partner. He had his feet around the
Medler's getting choked?
Medler's getting – poor Medler. And so I get a kendo stick, and I just swing it like a baseball bat, and I hit the guy right here in the head.
This is a fan.
No. The other wrestler.
I apologize.
And I swing it like a baseball bat, and I swung it as hard as I possibly could.
And you hit him with it?
And you really hit him.
You really hit him, and it makes the sound. And the crowd's going nuts, and it goes and to the point, like, nobody reacted because they were so worried for this dude.
Yeah.
And my buddy's doing commentary, and he goes, "Dear God Almighty, Winkleman killed him." I bet he played baseball at the School of Math Science History. But
so that's a real stick. You don't have like a prop thing that'll break easily.
None of that stuff's prop. Jeez. You hit him in the right spot.
Did you hit the guy in the right spot? Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's never been okay.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
He wasn't okay before. We fake fight in front of a lot of people for money to get reactions from the crowd. So none of us were okay.
it goes back to your comparison of comedy. Like, anybody that says that they didn't have a weird childhood growing up, I went to comedy because everything was great. Yeah. No, you didn't. No, then you have nothing to talk about if you lived a charmed life.
My favorite thing on that, just to finish the thought.
Sure.
So the finish of the match was they threw me over the ropes and I hung on, and they call it skin the cat, where I pulled myself back into the ring. So I flipped back up in the ring. Shawn Michaels used to do it a lot. I was so proud because I could actually do one thing athletic.
Yeah.
So I flip up and I go, "I am brilliant." And then I turn around and the dude just cracks me with a chair.
Jesus.
And he pins me 1, 2, 3, but it gets this huge reaction. They win the belts. And so the whole thing with that is I was in the back and I told the dude, "You better fucking hit me. If you don't hit me hard enough," think of this, with the chair, "if you don't hit me hard enough with the chair, I will get up and I will hit you with the chair." And he hit me.
Jesus Christ. And what kind of chair? Like a folding chair?
A folding chair, yes.
A metal folding chair.
Yep.
And he hits you with it.
Yep.
And he hits you with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's not phony.
No, no. No.
Good. Look, for 20 people in Montgomery, Ohio?
Yeah, and I took way too many of those, like, which is why I'm crazy now. But
good Lord.
But no.
Was that hitting you in the back or on the head? Or like, where did you take the impact?
No, it was right here on the head.
Oh, my God. On the frontal lobe, for those that are just listening.
That does not seem good.
Jesus Christ. Oliver, go into the kitchen and grab a stool, and let's do an experiment. We'll have Denise hit you right in that area with the stool.
She knows. She's a professional. She knows where to hit you.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's going to be fine.
Right? That's what happens in college, dude. They do it all the time. You wind up at a frat party and you're lining up. A little guy like you, too. You're getting your ass kicked on a daily basis at college.
No.
Yeah, you are. Good luck, buddy.
Yikes. That's you. Also, already have a wrestler name, the Squizzler.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, the Squizzler.
And then off mat, you're Squizzy P.
Then I'm Squizzy P off mat. Then I put shades on. I put a towel over my head and say, "No autograph."
Good for you.
Not the good guy or the bad guy. Nobody wants to be that guy's friend. Nobody's rooting for or against him. It's just like, get him off the ring.
Why is he here?
I throw around off the mat as if I'm in the biz. I don't know these terms.
We're getting the lingo from Denise.
All right, so Denise, then you transition from wrestling right into stand-up, or was there, what was in between, if there was anything?
Well, I transitioned from male to female, so that was the big right. thing. So
are you heard talking about that? How old are you when you made that transition?
I was early 30s.
Early 30s.
Yep. So I'm 97 now.
So. You look great.
Yes.
So you were for this conversation, you were a man the whole time that you were mm-hmm. wrestling.
Yep.
And then in between, after that is when the transition happened. But I imagine that you knew during that time, I want to live differently.
Yeah, I've known since I was like 4 years old that I was different. I couldn't put a name on it early on. So my parents were super religious. Late 90s, it's not going to be okay to do this.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll make it go away. I'll be masculine, and threw myself into sports. Threw myself into, you know, like macho guy stuff.
Yeah.
I guess and. My dad was actually jealous, so I came out to them in 2012, early 30s. got a divorce. I was married at the time to a woman, and and I still date women. That doesn't change. But I played with dudes, but I never went pro.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fun. So I moved to Denver. I was working at a finance job in Cincinnati, and moved to Denver and was the first person in this big company to ever transition. So it was kind of like spotlighted, and I was like, ooh, I better not fuck this up.
Yeah.
I better like try at least put effort in. I better not finish in the bottom
eight. Yeah.
but no, it was, and so I was looking for a creative outlet, and I actually wrestled for about 6 months as a female. They actually just called me female. I was a female bodyguard because I was tall. So I would stand there and look stoic, and it just wasn't that much fun because I was always a good talker. They didn't let me talk and stuff like that. So it hurt. In your late 30s, it hurts a lot more than when you're 20.
So
I was looking for a creative outlet. Always loved stand-up, and I always loved to, you know, like be funny and be silly and just be over the top. And so I tried stand-up. 2017 was my first set. So there was a little break in there. And I told some people at this gender center that I was thinking of doing stand-up. So they put me in front of 300 people at a fundraiser, 8 minutes. I had never done a set before. And
oh, my God.
I was so nervous.
Of course.
Like, I was shaking the mic. But I got enough laughs. I worked really hard on the set. I got enough laughs, and it just, like, I was so hooked.
You got the bug, yeah.
And so
it sounds like it's not that different from, I mean, in a weird way, it's like doing the wrestling where you're taunting the crowd. It's like you're performing, obviously, and you're trying to get a reaction. So it's like you'd already sort of done some parallel type performance stuff that maybe informed that.
Yeah. And I definitely think I fell on my face enough, you know, as a wrestler where I was silly, over the top, but learned how to get reactions from the crowd.
Yeah.
Where it definitely helped. It definitely helped.
Yeah. So bombing in stand up is nothing because you've been hit in the face with a chair.
Oh yeah. That's what happens when you bomb. They don't even put it in front of people. You just in wrestling, you just get hit with a chair.
Yeah. Good Lord. And did you start in Denver then? Did you then start at the clubs around Denver and all that? And
started in Denver. So I only did it for a couple of years in Denver. So I wasn't like heavy in the scene. I wrote a pilot with a roommate. We moved here to Los Angeles in 2020 in February.
So great timing.
Perfect timing.
2 weeks later, the world shut down. So
I don't get Oliver. Look that up because I don't know what she's talking about. Go right ahead.
But no, it was a great time to move, but I did a lot of Zoom comedy for a year. I got to meet a lot of people, but really the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, just been hitting it hard in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yeah, cool.
Great. Well, we're glad you're here. And then you got divorced. Are you in a relationship now, or are you just swinging it single, the Los Angeles lifestyle?
Just swinging a single, to be honest, like as I've gotten older, like being trans and the political climate, I don't try very much anymore. So it's like if a lady approaches me and is like, oh, you're so pretty, which never happens as I've gotten older. But it's more like I'll put effort in on occasion, but I'm married to comedy at this point.
Okay. I just want to follow up on something. When you say in this political climate, aren't we sort of in a bubble here in L.A., though, where it's, if anywhere, this is like a safe place to go out and not be yelled at by assholes?
Not to be yelled at, but just the willingness to date people. And I think just...
Just going out as a couple, you mean, even?
Well, even as a couple, like, I never get misgendered or anything like that, but it's people being willing to date trans people. That's changed a little bit because there's so much propaganda, you know, anti-trans, so many ads. $263 million was spent on anti-trans stuff last year.
I know.
Year.
Those ads are just so – and you know this better than I do, certainly. They're just so ill-informed. There was one on – I was in the doctor's office. They had Fox News on it. It was one of the commercials for somebody running in Texas or whatever. And, you know, they want to do this to your children. No, they don't. And it's just – you watch that 90-minute – or 90-second commercial. It's infuriating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I just wish they would have given me some of that money. I would have done whatever they want.
You would have sold out in a heartbeat?
Yes, I'm not Caitlyn Jenner. Like there is a price, but I wouldn't sell my community out, but I would sell myself out. I would move anywhere in the world if they would have given me a little money.
Sure.
Except Fresno. Just not Fresno.
Fair. Right? So we just drove through Fresno. No, thank you. Pass. What? I just commented, it might have been to you, Oliver, or maybe it was to Mom, about we have not heard from Caitlyn Jenner since the election, maybe. She was not involved a lot like we thought she'd
be.
She
ran for governor.
Right. Got her lost.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But then didn't really, she wasn't out there.
Stumping for Trump.
Trumping for stump. Yeah. Stumped the Trump. She wasn't out there with any Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
Where does she go?
Well, I have no idea where she went. Hopefully she's buried in a backyard somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Out of respect.
Your community does not care for her because she sell you guys out.
She did. She did. And very privileged with what she did. Don't say her name three times, otherwise she just appears.
Oh, no. Then don't do that. Yes.
She's like a post-op Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's like, what the fuck happened to Michael Keaton?
That had to be so conflicting and confusing for Trump to have Jenner on his side, and yet his whole thing is not
right.
You know, we don't want them in sports. We're going to do the Olympics, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then here's this person who's supporting him. Maybe that's why she didn't say anything in the latest.
I don't think he cares. He loves to just be confusing and divisive.
Right.
So it's like we're going to throw as much crap as we can out there and
see what sticks.
See what sticks.
I mean, he was pro vaccine before he wasn't.
He was
going to take the credit.
Right.
He was bragging about spearheading the...
Yeah.
The
and then all of a sudden, you don't like that. I think even in one of his stump speeches, he said...
He said that, yeah. He was like, some of you don't like it.
Yeah.
And then he leaned into that.
Yeah. And then people were like, rah. And he was like, oh, okay, well, then I'll go that direction with it.
But the good news is he hasn't said anything stupid since then. And everything he's doing is great, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, since then. I mean, we acknowledge this, him switching from vaccine.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes.
Thank you. Everything else has been great.
Yeah.
I don't remember Caitlyn Jenner being in the news since that car accident where, like, didn't she kill somebody or something?
Oh, she did. But she definitely has been in the news.
Oh, she has been? Okay. I wondered if it was, like, maybe trying to keep a lower profile because of that, but maybe
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe I just missed all the...
I think she came out and actually said she regrets, regrets campaigning for Trump.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Right. But
that's very helpful for you to say that now. I love these people coming out now. Like, maybe I made a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Maybe.
Thanks for doing the research 6 months too late. That's helpful.
Yeah. But at least they're coming over now and in midterms up. And if this prick thinks he's going to go for a third term, they wouldn't vote for him.
I know. I guess it's important to not like shame people who are making the effort to get a grip on reality, but it's still very frustrating.
But go ahead, I'm sorry, Denise.
Oh yeah, we can shame her.
I'll do that. Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
Before we brought you in to the room, we started talking about, speaking of Trump, of the Trump/Kennedy honors. Oops, I meant Kennedy honors. God, I want him. Why won't he just choke on a Twinkie? And these are five. I mean, Gloria Gaynor. I'm into music.
Yeah.
I know. You know, that is my era, the 70s and 80s and everything. I thought Gloria Gaynor died 25 years ago, and she's going to get the Congressional Medal. Michael Crawford, who is from England.
Yep.
He's going to be getting an American award.
Yeah.
And who else? We got George Strait.
Yeah.
Hillbilly will get something more to put on his spangled shirt. And then the rock group Kiss, where Paul Stanley has been very outspoken against Trump. His statement accepting this was infuriating.
Oh, my God.
I thought, I was confused by it because I read an article after this was announced, and I was surprised. I assumed that Gene Simmons was MAGA.
Yes, but.
But he's not. He was, like, critical of Trump.
Very critical.
But then the article also said last year, the day after the election, Paul Stanley made a statement like, hey, your guy lost. You got to accept it. It's time to move on.
He did make that statement, but prior to that, he was like very. He was on the right side of things.
I thought so. Yeah, yes. I thought he was the one that wasn't an asshole between the two of them.
Yeah, was where my money was.
Is there any chance that he was kind of? Because there are some Democrats who think that Kamala should have sued and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that that's where Stanley was coming from?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
That's not how the Star Child acts, buddy.
Also, you have to realize if you make a statement like that, even if it's vague, it's clear what you're saying without saying it. Like, obviously, you're not upset Trump won if you're making that statement.
I think he was upset. And
that's a weird thing to say.
He poorly spoke based on, I'm just basing this on previous posts.
Yeah.
I believe it was a poorly written, well, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And let's try to get through
it. Okay.
But I could also be wrong. He's also a gazillionaire.
He's a gazillionaire. He's not going to be personally affected by this at all. So.
In any way, shape, or form. Maybe he lost one of his 9 mansions in the fire.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think, unless ICE is going to start deporting star men. Is he the star child?
He is the star child.
Yeah, star child.
Yeah, star man was David Bowie.
Well, that's that's an anchor baby situation then with star child, right? Because the alien comes down, has the star child. Oh, star child.
That's a really good point. He probably would be deported to another planet.
Yeah. I initially did not care for any of those words. And it turns out you're 100% right.
But wait, what did he say this week then? You just...
According to TMZ, this is not confirmed, by the way, but okay. TMZ has a statement from all 4 members of KISS, and they are all grateful to be... Well, you know, Fraley has become he's a Trumper.
Okay.
And from stage, we'll talk about how MAGA is the way to go. Uh-huh. Peter Criss, nobody knows. He's a kitty cat. Those guys are all secretive. And then Simmons was like, kisses for all Americans. You know, the very, and that's kind of what Paul Stanley did, but at the same time, a little too much of, you know what it wasn't? We don't accept. It wasn't that.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if you heard the thing about they offered it to Tom Cruise, and he was like, his people, it wasn't even him. He was just like, oh, he's got a prior obligation. I'm like, how can you say you have a prior obligation for getting the Kennedy Center honor? It's like the highest.
But it's not the highest
I know,
anymore.
Obviously, with him doing it.
Yeah.
And he's hosting it. Like, what the fuck is happening?
They twisted his arm, Matt. They talked him into hosting it. He didn't want to do it, but he's going to do it. Who thinks in that meeting he went, and I'll host it? And they all went, okay.
But like, so if it was just happening and it's like he's the chairman now, but like they get a regular showbiz person, then you could sort of grit your teeth and go, okay, well, it's still our government. It's still the United States of America giving me this. And now I'm in the company of Tom Hanks.
That's the ball team going to the White House argument.
Right.
Well, it is the president. It is the White House. That represents our country. We won the World Series. I'm going to go.
It's bigger than the person who happens to be.
To me, that's your rationalization.
That's how people. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But if he's literally hosting it, you can't show up there and be like, no, this is totally normal.
Yeah, I know. Dude.
I'm honored.
And what band, because they don't perform.
Right.
They sit up in the balcony.
Other people play.
So are you ready for, Kid Rock's version?
It's going to be Kid Rock.
It's going to be Kid Rock.
Denise, who did you grow up listening to in the Christian household? Petra?
So we were not allowed to listen to rock, I listened to a lot of country music.
Uh-huh. Sorry about my George Strait references then.
And I'm still into it. I got stuck with it. So all the people that would hate somebody like me are people like that I listen to. But my goodness, I would love to host that thing. me and Caitlyn Jenner, we would be hilarious together. I always wanted to do a Fox News interview. Like I was like, man, can I get on Fox News? Because I would love to misgender them and just talk about how diverse they are. Like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. Like, you're such a beautiful trans woman. Oh wait, you're not. You're not. Are you sure? You know, just
watch their heads explode.
Yeah. Yes,
it would be so confusing to them.
You have those beautiful dick sucking lips. You
know? My son is not in college yet.
Oh,
he can't hear these kind of words.
Earmuffs.
Until Tuesday.
Earmuffs, man.
He's fine. He's been in clubs.
Look at him.
Yeah, I've always gone
in comedy clubs. Not he's not going around to swingers clubs.
I also perform at children's birthday parties.
Oh, great!
With that material,
yes, with that material.
Awesome. I like how you went from "I'm not sure if I can swear here" to "dick sucking lips" in about 10 minutes. Perfect.
Once the curtain was.
Yeah, we said this is
once the curtain. I had nothing to say.
My first and last appearance.
Look, that's right up our. That kind of joke is right up our alley. Child in the room or not.
Yeah. He's not a child anymore. That's the thing.
He is still technically 17 for another few weeks.
Well,
that's true.
To that point, he has a doctor's appointment today, and I have to take him to it.
Yeah.
So because he's, you know, if it was in 2.5 weeks, I would not have to take him to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I would basically consider myself an adult, though.
Do you?
I mean, not in terms of...
There's no evidence of that.
Look at the hair on his arms, though.
Well, that's been there since I was five.
Yeah.
But
in that regard, he's been an old man since... no, you're not. Stop doing that. You're not an adult. You you don't know where to put glasses.
I mean, that's true. I did one time try to cook a spanakopita by putting it in the oven for 2 hours, and I said, why does this taste so bad? It's because I never turned the oven on.
Yeah.
But in terms of...
did you just think it would just heat up magically?
Well, what I did is I put the timer on.
But not thinking that would activate.
Thinking that would, like a microwave. It would just know. Yeah, right, like a microwave. Like it would just know. But then after I checked an hour in, I was like, this is still cold. I was like, boy, I guess this oven just takes a long time. And then I ate the whole thing and I
You ate it cold?
And I could basically give myself food poisoning. I was like, this tastes so gross.
How did you get that far without going, this is not cooked?
I
also like opening the oven
and feeling no heat.
You should feel some heat coming out of it as you open it.
I don't know. I was just like,
When was this?
Maybe a year ago.
Okay. Yes. Okay. He had already been given a scholarship for good grades.
Yeah.
And this is, he says,
this is what I see with my daughter too. It's the book smarts and the common sense don't always go together.
And that's why the old man who was if I don't want to compete with Denise, probably in the bottom eight. but common sense has gotten me through life and through comedy and all that.
Street smarts.
Nicotero style.
Who's that?
Frank Nicotero, host of the game show Street Smarts.
Oh.
Remember the game Street Smarts?
I remember that name, the guy's name. I don't remember.
He does warm up. He and Gary Cannon now do most of the warm up in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I've done that with the oven.
You have?
When I was a kid, I turned the oven on, but you were supposed to like warm the pizza up for like 10 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I cooked it for 10 minutes, and then I tried to serve it, and it was still frozen, and tried to eat it anyway.
What is going on? Who bites into a frozen piece of food?
Yeah, right. Well, this
as soon as your lips are like frostbitten, you know, this something's not
something's
right here.
Something's up. We've all undercooked things. That's not what these two jackasses did. They didn't cook it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I served it to my brother.
Did your brother respond? Or did you just eat it and go, well, it's a little cool. But
it was like, let's eat this back up.
Yeah. How old were you at the time? Because, again, he was 17.
No, I was 12 at the time.
Yeah, a child.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
How old was your brother?
He's 3 years younger. And he was much smarter than me.
What is he your only sibling?
Only sibling.
And how does he, I meant to ask. So your parents, are they now supportive of you? Like, again, a Christian lifestyle against anything that you are doing. Are they supportive? Is your brother supportive?
Yeah, it took my parents a while. They were supportive, but they didn't really get it. My dad would misgender me in public and stuff. And then I had to... basically say, hey, you're going to get on board or not. And he got on board. And now he keeps trying to find loopholes to get me into heaven. So,
he's looking for it?
He was like, well, you believed back in the day, so, when you go to church all the time. So I think that's good enough, And so he's just trying to convince himself.
Is there anything in the Bible that says that you can't go to heaven? There's no anti-trans thing in the Bible, correct?
Listen, I'm better with butchers. I'm not a Bible scholar anymore, but...
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but I'd be surprised to hear that there was a specific...
I'm sure there is a sentence in there that they've latched onto that says...
Yeah, well, I mean, to the broad sense, Jesus was... His big message was love everyone. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is
But that's so easily... Seems to be easily forgotten by those people.
Don't mix fabrics, Matt.
Well... Okay, I won't. I mean,
you don't like a gabardine with a polyester?
I don't think they're allowed.
So you can't wear socks that are like cotton, half poly.
I'm not an expert in this, but I've seen the tweet that says that the Bible says you can't mix different fabrics together. I don't know what the detail is.
And that's the sentence that they're taking for this.
No. I'm saying that's dumb.
He's just that's an example
of stupidity. Yeah. Thank you.
But the fabric thing is just about laundry. No,
I just want to make sure your clothes don't get stained.
That's just smart.
Yeah, don't shrink it up.
Right.
I accidentally speaking of the laundry, I put it on hot the other day, and it was not supposed to be hot, and shrunk up a bunch of shirts.
Oh, no.
And that was that's a bummer when they come out and they don't fit anymore.
I do it all the time, but that's just because I like to shop at the Baby Gap.
Yeah, nice. And your father doesn't misgender you now, right? Because he'd have to be blind to do so.
No, he doesn't. The best compliment my father ever gave me, and I don't go home very much, small town, middle of nowhere. It's just like all it takes is me to run into somebody from high school who's drunk,
Yeah.
And then it's a thing. My mom's funeral was actually people, that was weird because people I grew up with were there, and they're like, I don't remember them having a daughter, you know, kind of
thing.
And so I got some inappropriate questions for sure, but it was just awkward. And I think sometimes, you know, like in our minds, we make it awkward too, but it wasn't fun, and it's always a danger thing. So once I explained to my dad that, hey, if you do this in public, because we were at a Denny's in Colorado Springs one time because that would be the only restaurant my mom would eat at. And it was kind of in the downtown, so it wasn't like the best area of Colorado Springs. And we're sitting there busy, and the waiter was kind of hitting on me. Like, he was kind of, you know, like, hey, how you doing, you know, kind of thing. And my dad kept calling me my old name. He kept misgendering me, and I started to get looks. And on the way home, I was just like, dude, you got to get on board with this because it's dangerous. And you never know how people are going to react. And so after that, he was much better. The best compliment he ever gave me, you know, after transition, I went home, and he goes, you are a very handsome woman. And I go, I don't know how to respond to that. but then he said, I guess they were on board because they tried to pit me out to one of their neighbor guys. And he was a catch in that town because he owned a broken down house and he was on disability. So he got to pay it.
That's your guy.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I can do better than this, but... Yeah. But, you know, whatever. We'll keep him in mind.
Go back to the Denny's. Two questions. Why is that the only restaurant your mother would eat at? And you mean of every restaurant in the world, like Denny's was it?
So my mom was really particular. I think she had food allergies. Okay. My mom hated doctors, right? And so everything with them was either Golden Corral, like when I was in Cincinnati, we had to go to the fancy place, Golden Corral. Mm-hmm. And they would complain about it the whole time. They would just be like, well, there's so much food. We don't know what to do with this. Let's go back tomorrow. But they love Golden Corral because she could kind of pick and choose what she ate. And then they love diners. So it had to be a diner. So my dad would spend hours kind of placating her and just being like, okay, we got to go to Denny's.
Okay.
So she was diabetic at the end too, like it was health related. So she had to like have blood sugar and all that stuff. So we were walking around Garden of the Gods, and Dad's like, nope, we need to go to Denny's right now.
Wow.
Which there should be a commercial for Denny's because they're amazing.
You know what? I like Denny's too. My family's against it. There's one right near us.
I'm not mad at it. Like, I feel like if I need to eat and there's one right there,
dude,
I know I can get something that I'm going to be happy with. There.
On our drive home last week from Yosemite, we were just all starving, and we saw Denny's sign off on the ramp, and it's like, yeah, we're going there because there's nothing else. And my food was fine.
If you go, like, I would prefer to go to like a diner that's its own thing, you know, like an independently owned thing.
Of course.
But I don't there's good diners and not as good diners, but Denny's is right in the middle there. Like, it's not like, oh, this is so much worse than Patty's or whatever, you know.
It does its job.
Yeah.
It does its job. Let's get to the important question about that Denny's. Did you bang the waiter?
No, I did not. After I was misgendered, the waiter...
The flirting stopped?
The flirting stopped. I got a couple looks. So,
but you got the looks. He's in.
I at the time, I just needed the validation. I just,
sure.
Somebody tell me I'm pretty. And I got some weird compliments too, but like I was on a date with this guy who I should not have been on a date with. And we were doing like this jazz in the park in Denver. And I, you know, I was cute. I was dressed up. And I, you know, like people were looking at me and I was like, this is weird, you know, kind of thing. And he came over and was like, okay, I feel like I should thank you for letting me be with you because every guy here is I fucking the shit out of you. And I was like, well, tell me more.
Yeah.
And why can I not see that? You know, I'm very oblivious. And but no, at the time I needed a validation. Now I'm just like, whatever. I'm just going to wear sweats.
Sure. And then going back, your brother, you get along with your brother? Everything's fine there?
Yeah, everything's fine. My family has been, for the most part, supportive.
Great.
I lost some friends from high school, you know, who said, I told one guy and he was just like, oh, I do not believe in that. You know,
Well, goodbye then.
Yep, goodbye. We're okay. But, you know, listen, I haven't been in Minnesota in almost 10 years, so it's, we're good. We're good.
Is that where your brother still lives?
Yeah, he lives in Minneapolis, but okay. my dad lives right next to Canada now. Yeah. So
he's getting closer and closer.
I would normally go home at Christmas, but it's the last time I was home, it was -5 degrees nope. for a high.
Nope. Every pass. Day. Yep. Merry Christmas via Zoom, Dad.
I'll go to Vegas and hang out with all the other desperate people.
Yeah. According to all the news reports, Vegas is a ghost town these days.
That's
so
I keep seeing.
Getting
yeah.
to Vegas, right now is the time to go.
Way too expensive, though.
It still is, right? Yeah. But I think that's the problem. Like, nobody's going because of the prices, mm-hmm. so they're going to have to...
They're going to have to drop them, yeah.
They started charging for everything. Parking, like, so there was no reason to get around. And,
yeah.
Because they claim parking was low because people were using that monorail. What, is it a monorail or... There's yeah. a tram.
There's some kind of tram around the whole
so
place.
So people were using that and not parking anymore, so they would have to charge you for, like, just bullshit to make you not want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's an add-on. It's like, oh, let's nickel and dime you to death. So yeah. Instead of, like, a $3,000 trip, and then you spend the money on gambling, you're dropping 10 just to stay in a hotel.
Jesus right. Christ, I was told resting doesn't pay. She's dropping 10 grand in Vegas?
I'm bougie on a budget, so but not.
Sounds like a pretty good budget, right?
I would say, but I don't drop 10 grand on a hotel. I've only been to Vegas once for a show, but we stayed on the Strip that time. But I would normally stay in a murder hotel somewhere, you know, with the blood on the sheet.
I do, sure. Yeah. I've stayed in many of those in my road comic days back in the early '90s, where I feared for my life, and with no exaggeration, would sit there and go, "This is it." There's no reason why they're not going to murder me. I mean, somebody's murdering everybody in this complex.
Matlock doesn't do anything.
Matlock certainly doesn't do anything.
So, I was saying that lock.
I thought you said Matlock.
But yeah, Matlock.
I thought you said Matlock, and I was yes-anding it because I was supportive.
Thank you.
Matlock's not going to solve this crime.
Nope. And that lock's not going to help either. Oh, you meant that lock.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. Matlock would have solved that in a second.
Like, yeah, but you'd still be dead. You'd get murdered.
I would have been dead.
Then
he
catches the criminal.
Yeah, he's not helping me.
No,
he's
definitely
solving
not.
It, though.
He would help you after the fact.
He would help my family get through it. Denise, what did you see this movie, Weapons? People are talking about this movie, Weapons.
I haven't seen the movie Weapons, so I
what's the last movie you saw? Do you go to the Motion Picture House?
I used to go all the time pre-pandemic. That was my escape. I would just go there like an old person and sit there by myself and watch Marvel movies.
Yes.
But man, it's been a while. I think the last Doctor Strange was the last one I saw. Or Spider-Man. Maybe Spider-Man.
But we're going again. You can go back to the theaters again.
I can. I just don't have the time now.
It's, all right. That's fair.
The bougie on the budget thing. It's all comedy related.
Everything's comedy with you.
Yes.
And you're writing as well. You said that you and your writing partner brought a pilot here in the middle of the pandemic. And did it go anywhere?
It won awards and festivals.
Oh, great.
It's something we still want to shop, and we had some good buzz, but now with what's going on with Trump and everything like that.
It's the time.
It's a dramatic version of my transition, essentially, and there is a comedy club aspect, but it's more dramatic. Think of the worst things that could happen, and we kind of went dramatic with it, but it's really good. Really enjoyed writing it and things like that, so would love to share it with folks, but so we're just working on all sorts of stuff now. Was doing the day job until recently, and try being a comedian and doing finance at the same time. It's not an easy thing because I kept thinking of dick jokes in my head and
right.
I was like, oh, I can't share that one.
Did you get along with your coworkers? I remember having a day job and not everybody understanding what comedy was.
So when I was working in the site that was in Denver, it was much better in that sense because I wrote so much material about them.
Okay, great.
Think of the boring corporate guys who, I'd be like, they would tell me, this weekend I watched Frozen for the 7th time. And I'd be like, yeah, well, I got wasted on margaritas and banged a waiter.
Yes.
out of Denny's. Don't ask.
I will ask many more followers. Denise, we do a thing on the show where we are sponsored by GalacticSnacks.com. GalacticSnacks.com, head over there, use promo code PARDO, get 20% off your order. Excluded are the already discounted packages, Oliver, so don't try to get those. So we do a taste test thing on this show where it's some sort of, I don't want to use the word exotic. That seems like it's too much. Interesting?
Just
unique?
Unusual, not your standard flavors. Last week, on Monday, we had strawberry flavored Cheetos. Which was weird.
Yeah, it was. But you ended up enjoying those.
Yeah, at first I didn't think I liked it, and then I ate five more of them. So
I ate the one. Didn't care for it. Go ahead, Denise.
That sounds like a bad cloning thing.
It's an odd. I don't know why it exists. Honestly, it's. I think it's from Korea. We figured out
this was. It was a Korean treat.
So maybe they don't have it as locked into their minds that the Cheetos are supposed to be cheese flavored. But it's right in there in the name, Cheeto.
Yeah, right. Cheshire's not. Yeah.
It was also the shape of a little paw, like a little.
You know what's not next is flaming hot strawberry Cheetos.
Hey, okay. Now, if they could make strawberry spicy, I'd be interested in trying.
You like a spicy strawberry?
I'd like to know what that would be like. It's an
interesting
all right. combo.
I'm sure that we'll
sweet and spicy.
Get something like that at some point, Jesse, from Galactic's National Center. All right, Oliver, here's how we're doing it now. There's a box right there, the one that is closest to you. Wait for it. you will reach in there without us seeing. And then you will bring one or two of whatever the snack is to each of us, and we will try it. So you will know what it is.
And there's some plates over there, I think, so you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right behind the.
But we're gonna try to not look, so we don't want it to be spoiled.
All right, so get in there. So Denise, close your eyes.
Look this,
Oliver.
Way.
You got to.
This is how I get in trouble.
Yeah, you're in a safe spot. Nothing bad's gonna happen.
I'm gonna hit you with a chair. I promise.
Okay. All right, Oliver's up and moving.
He's shielding the box with his body, which is smart, because now I don't have to worry about accidentally seeing anything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a very tiny image of him, so I can't tell what he's...
What does that mean? Why do you...
Well, he's on screen right now.
You've zoomed out?
This. He has to do his job, so...
Yeah. So, but right. I'm looking at the smallest version of
so
all
you
of
can't read what he's
that's
going
the hope.
He's
that's
already
hope.
Pretty small. We talked about it. He's not a big guy. So.
Yeah, and not only that, but he's struggling with opening it as well. It seems.
Yeah, well, that's we do have a former professional wrestler here, Oliver. If you need somebody to open,
yeah, but that would
you.
Defeat the purpose.
Well, she can close her eyes. Well, your eyes are supposed to be closed, Denise.
Oh, how about the box cutter? Do you want
a box cutter, Oliver?
Do you trust a man who can't cook a
no with a box cutter?
Yeah,
this has blood mixed with this written
I'm
all
sorry,
over.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I like you very much, but I'm throwing you under the bus at every turn.
Did you open it?
Not yet.
All right, here.
I have some scissors.
Yeah, use the scissors.
Here, scissors are safer.
I think
these are not safety scissors.
I don't want to see the package.
Well, you're supposed to close your eyes.
Well, that makes me uncomfortable.
No, none of us want to have our eyes closed.
I just can't do
Denise,
it.
Denise, you can open your eyes. Just don't look at Oliver.
Okay. Yeah, definitely don't look at Oliver, because right now you would see what
Oliver, turn your back.
But by the way, if any of you need me to walk you to your cars, I will protect you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You should know I lost a lot as a wrestler.
Yeah.
But that was preordained, right? Like you work it out ahead of time. It's not like you wanted to lose.
That's what we'll tell people.
Oh, that's the quote.
Were there times when you were like, "Hey, can I win this one?"
No, I would never say that.
Because you're the heel, right? So like you're supposed to lose.
Well, the heel should win sometimes, though. Yeah.
I won enough, but the joke is my winning record was not ideal. It wasn't like the Yankees. It was more like the Minnesota Twins. So.
Okay,
the Twins had a couple of nice years.
Yeah, they won a World Series.
Your father will tell you that. 93, or was that the Blue Jays? The one 93?
Kirby Puckett. Hey, why is he's parading the bag around?
He's the dumbest. I swear to God, he's the dumbest human being on the planet.
91 is when they won.
Thank you. All right. Matt, here's your plate.
Are we sharing plates?
No, yeah. I don't have a...
Are you, I'll take one.
Oh, that's for us to share.
Yeah.
Does Elliot have a plate?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
So, Denise, the one thing we do...
All right, Denise, you can look now.
Okay.
We're going to play a song and then move the mics away from our mouths because no one needs to hear us chewing. So that's what's going to happen now.
Okay. That should have been a lot faster. With the packaging and the presentation.
He was waving that bag in my face like as if he was taunting me with it.
I know. He just, again, how he got a scholarship is beyond me.
Don't ruin it, Jimmy.
You think they're going to hear this and go, yeah. You know what? We have rethought.
Turns out we actually don't.
All right, hit the song. Let's chew these.
All right.
What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos. What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos. Galactic Snacks, yours so Dan and F code. What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos! What's new, Galactic Snacks?
Was there some sort of a tech thing in the middle of that?
There's a glitch in the file.
There's a little glitch.
I don't know.
This appears to be a Dorito of some sort. I shut that down. We get it.
Scary,
dude, it's too long.
We're supposed to cover the chewing. You're supposed to. You're not chewing your food, Jimmy.
This didn't take as long to chew.
Yeah, this could have been a short song.
Galactic Snacks.
Don't throw your hands up in exasperation at me.
What?
Don't you dare throw your hand up in exasperation at me.
So then I should have played this one.
It's a galactic bag of candy from galactic.
That's not candy.
It's a galactic bag of candy.
Look.
Bag of candy from galactic. Another infection, another infection, another infection, another infection.
All right, very good.
That is a new version from Jeff Pronkev that is only 14 seconds long instead of the longer one.
And what about that new one, the Tom Jones cover, the What's Up Pussycat?
Bob Forsyth Jr. New Galactic Snacks?
You know what? I'm glad the old man has no musical ability, so I'm glad Junior sent that in. All right, for the listener, what we just have is Dorito. Seems to be a some sort of flavored Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste that different to me than just any sort of hot Dorito. So I don't know what specific flavor.
It's spicy.
What unique spice
there
is this
something
is.
In it. Did you detect anything?
What do you got, Denise?
I detect a... Oh, my God, I can't even speak. I'm just obsessed with these Doritos. So, I detect a little bit of oak when you pair it. No, I'm just like a fine wine. No, it reminds me a lot of like Ralph's generic Doritos.
Oh, really?
We're not sure where the cheese came from. It's cheese whiz Doritos.
Okay. I thought I was picking up some kind of an Asian flavor with the spicy.
You think there's a sesame in there?
Not just spiciness. There's like maybe a soy sauce or some kind of there's some kind of other flavor in there. Also, we didn't mention, but maybe yours didn't look like this.
Oh, yeah. It's like a lightning bolt.
It's like a lightning bolt.
Oh, mine. Oh, I see it now. Mine were all curled or broken in half. So.
Yeah. So it might be hard to see.
My lightning. So it's flash flavored.
It's flavored like the Flash. Oh, which one, though? I don't know.
Is it tied into the Flash? Is it a promo for the DC?
How very Harry Potter.
I don't Oliver, you knew what it was, right?
Did you sample it, Oliver?
Yeah, no, I did.
You tried it. And all right, so don't reveal what the flavor is yet.
Compared to an uncooked thing out of the oven that doesn't turn on.
This has got to be a 10 out of 10.
What did you say you put in the oven?
Spanakopita.
Spanakopita,
like the Greek spinach.
Greek spinach.
So it was cold. That's spinach disgusting. And feta cheese.
Which should not be eaten. I mean, I guess you could eat that, but not after it's been frozen. Stuff.
Not after. I mean, yeah.
I think the problem, by the way, isn't so much that you didn't understand how the oven worked. Is that when you discovered it wasn't cooked, you continued to eat it?
Yeah.
You just thought, this is how it's supposed to be.
I was like,
that's my boy. I guess. Oliver, so you know the flavor of this.
I know what it is.
How do you think it is accurately described?
No, I never. I don't think I ever would have guessed this.
Okay.
All right. I guess at this point, reveal then what the flavor is.
According to the bag, these are American hot wings flavored.
What?
Oh, no.
What is pictured looks like buffalo wings to me, but I'm not getting that kind of flavor at all.
I don't have any of that.
I would not. I'm nowhere near buffalo wing on this.
No. By the way, these are from the Doritos Late Night.
Oh, hey.
Oh, late night snack.
So, sure.
Yeah.
Why is there a lightning bolt then? Is that the late night shape?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to look like a chicken tender?
Like a wing?
Well, it doesn't.
No, it looks like a lightning
bolt. There is a lightning bolt on there, and it's got some lightning around it.
I guess that's the heat. The lightning is representing heat.
Ah. Yeah.
It's not exactly it.
I would have thought there'd be some more vinegariness if it's going to be buffalo wings.
There's no buffalo wing involved here. This is...
I agree.
Poor Jesse has just sent a string of...
it's still interesting to try it. I appreciate the experiment. You're not going to like everything if you're trying new
things. You think we need to have a sweet here?
Yes. I was going to say, even when he was playing the candy song, I'm like, I need sweet.
All right, Oliver, I'm going to allow you to eyeball... the snack.
You can even go into the old box because there. I know there's some candies in there.
Yeah, pick a candy. Go to the old box and pick a candy.
Get real down in there.
While he's doing that, did you
hobble around like a 60-year-old.
Did you hate it though? Like before you knew what it was supposed to be.
I didn't hate it.
It was fine.
Tastes like a Dorito.
There's nothing wrong with it.
If I saw a plate of these at a Super Bowl party, I would just assume they were Doritos, and I would eat them and go, oh, all right, I had Doritos.
Yeah, it's not.
That's kind of where it lands.
It's not very cheesy. It's kind of on the tomatoey side.
It's a spicier Dorito.
You are over describing this.
Yeah.
Oliver, I think I don't want to spoil anything. I think there's a tubular shaped candy.
Is this a surprise though? We know what it is.
Well, I know what it is. I don't know what the flavor is. I just know. No, like a small tube of candy.
Oh, this? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
I'm surprised you don't have like a pantry of the candy. Like,
this is kind of a new thing, but I like where you're going with it. I think we do need to renovate.
I want to tell you something, and Denise brings this up. I was thinking about how the way that we do our show now, we are two chairs too many.
Yeah.
But at minimum, we're one chair too many. Yeah. So one of those chairs could be
a pantry.
Could be a pantry.
Yeah. Yes. Sure.
Thank you, Oliver.
Oh, now you're going to get the Dorito dust on it.
Yeah.
Here, just pop one of those right in my hand.
Yeah. Are they all the same color? Are they both? These seem to be like a.
I'm good.
I don't. It looks like a Spree or a Mento.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to go with. A Spree or a Mento. And now we are to guess the flavor of this?
Yeah.
All right. Elliot, once you get yours, once my son.
There's no way I can have this on camera, otherwise I would.
Oliver did do a great job of he wrapped the roll of candies in a napkin.
But can you believe I worked?
Wait, now turn it away from us.
you lost your windscreen again.
Can you believe I worked in a restaurant? Like, I gave people food for a living.
I mean, it is past tense. So
yeah that's true.
No, he quit. I'm gonna be that dad now. He quit because he's got to go away. Yeah. They thought you were a great employee.
They loved you, and yet they constantly mocked you.
Yeah, they were probably like, oh, you can come back again. And then they were like, oh, finally he's gone.
What would they say to you? Like, I know they were mad at you about ice cream. Weren't they? What else would they get?
They got mad at me with the ice cream. They got mad at me about for not giving people their Cokes on time.
What would they say to that?
Well, like, some guy would be like, oh, hey, can I get a Coke with my order? And then I'd be like, sure. Do you want it now or with the food? And he was like, with the food. So then when they'd get their food, I'd hand them their Coke. And then my boss would go, bro, why didn't they not already have their drink? You got to give them their drink, bro. Why are you wasting their time? And then you'd be like, if you're not going to be here when I need you to be here, you can just go.
Oh, wow.
Nah.
And he would say that to me every single day. Smack his hands together, point towards the door, and say, you can go.
It's like the Dread Private Roberts of Red Rockers.
All right, hit the music, Elliot.
All right, let's try this one. Oh, that was too short.
Not long enough.
You're getting this one again.
What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos! What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos!
I think I got it.
Galactic Snacks, yours. So Dan and F code.
Yeah, something wrong with that file.
I agree.
What's new, Galactic Snacks? Oreos!
I like that it's still in his voice, though.
I have a very strong guess.
Hang on, there's more. This song doesn't end.
Snacks, maybe scary,
you got a minute.
Our luck can vary
a minute?
With weirdo foods. Some foreign flavors don't do any favors here. Galactic Snacks, we love you. And thank you for all your sugary sweets. And all the savory eats.
This is good, the song.
Yeah, I like
thank
it.
You, Karen sucks.
That's great.
Karen does suck. Of course, he is on assignment, and we're saddled with my son. I'm interested to hear what you think.
Well, at first I was like, well, this is just a tangerine Mento, but then I realized, no, it's orange soda flavored Mentos.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with
like an Orange Crush.
I'm going with the what do they call that when it's vanilla ice cream?
Yeah. Orange cream.
Like a creamsicle.
Creamsicle.
I'm going creamsicle.
Okay,
Mento.
That's also a good guess.
Denise.
Orange peels.
Just orange peels.
Could be.
All right, so just to be different, I'm going to go Orange Julius.
Orange Julius.
I'm going to brand it.
But yeah. Orange Julius was kind of a creamsicle in a cup.
Yeah,
but there was no dairy. They fuzzed it up.
Yeah, but somehow it had that flavor to it.
Yeah, but that's
I used to love an Orange Julius.
Yeah, me too. They still have a couple of around.
Yeah, there's one in Burbank in the mall. That would make sense from a branding perspective. Like it's a collab.
Yeah,
Mentos and
Orange Julius
and collabing. That would be good.
All right, Oliver, did you have one?
I did have one.
All right, and once again, I will ask you: how does knowing what it is? How is it?
I would say they got this one pretty spot on.
All right. So what did we just enjoy?
So you were very, very close. These were officially Fanta flavored.
Oh, okay.
That was the closest.
Okay. Closest.
Madison or Top Crush and Fanta are the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? It nailed it.
Because there was a little, almost like not, I know it's a solid thing can't be carbonated, but there was like a like almost a fizzy element to it. Yeah.
That's dangerous. It could explode right on your lap.
Well, it's like Pop Rocks. I
mean, yeah, but no. But like you've seen the Mentos in the soda.
Sure.
If the soda's right there in the Mentos, you open it up, all of a sudden
explodes.
You're and you're adding just moisture, then your mouth explodes.
It's like an instant science experiment.
In the middle of all this conversation, I looked down and realized I've got two new bruises right there on my knee. Do you see those?
There's
a one and a two right there. Denise, you got your eyeballs on this?
yes.
I don't know how I got them. And it looks like a vampire bite. It looks like I was bitten in the knee by a vampire, and I don't remember bumping my knee
into a vampire,
into anybody. I'm going to bump it in your fucking mouth in 1 second. I swear to God, Jesus. I'm sick of your shit today.
Okay,
all right, very good.
What a great movie that would be, though. Vampires that just suck your knee.
They're sucking your knee.
knee
maybe
bite?
It's children, vampire children.
They can, oh, because they're low.
They're low to the ground.
Yeah. Yes,
toddlers biting your knee.
I got you. Are you saying I got bit by a toddler vampire?
Yeah.
Or a puppy?
Yeah.
Oh,
now we're vampampers. Pardon?
Vampampers?
Is that the name of the children of vampire movie?
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow it.
You don't like vampires?
I don't like it.
I don't think, but I think it describes what we're seeing.
I don't like the branding. I feel like Pampers isn't
going to be on board. Barbie movie, you know.
Yeah, but they don't want to be associated with vampirism.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Don't speak for them.
I guess true. Maybe they do.
There's no such thing as bad pub, right?
Right. I mean, it could be part of the Twilight universe. They'd probably sell a lot of diapers.
Sure.
Oh, bottom
sparkly
line.
Sparkly diapers.
Because they did have a baby at the end, and it was a little vampire baby.
You watched all the Twilights?
No, I just heard about it. Right. I didn't see any of them. Yeah. And my wife gets mad at me because I'm like, yeah, I didn't see them because they suck. And she's like, well, you don't know that they suck because you haven't seen them.
Well, that's a fair statement, but I agree with you.
We all feel
I've
that
seen
way.
Zero Twilight because
they
suck.
I saw the trailer and I got, yeah, that looks like shit.
Yes!
It's not going to recover from everything that I did see.
I don't know.
Have you seen the Twilights?
No, not at all. That was one I definitely skipped. I was too busy watching Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more
you're a Marvel. You're a Marvel.
Love the Marvel. Marvel. It's funny you mentioned Doctor Strange. I randomly, you know, sometimes you search in your texts for an old text. You can do this, use the search feature to find something that you, like, I don't know, I was trying to find someone's address maybe, but an old text popped up of me giving my review of that Doctor Strange movie to Garen in text.
To Garen Cockrell.
And I was reading it, and I was like, man, I like this movie a lot better than I remember. Like,
really?
Yeah, I was very positive in the thing, and I was like, everyone hated that movie.
If I may, that does not sound like you.
I know, but I was like, I guess I like that better than I thought I did, because it was maybe I was just in a good mood.
Have you seen Weapons yet? I know it's not Marvel.
I have not seen it. I do want
Ellie, did you see the Weapons?
No.
No, but Irma did.
Irma did. She liked it very well.
She liked
it. She said, yeah, that's a good that you didn't watch it, because I'm like the anti-Garen. I'm not into the horror movies.
I like horror movies. I don't care for zombie-type movies.
But did you see it?
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, I know Oliver did, but you also saw it.
Yeah, we went. We went as a family, very excitedly to see it as a family.
Sounds like you came out.
I did not.
Different.
It was not my cup of tea.
Okay.
What I enjoyed that. Let me rephrase that. I thought the first 68% was fantastic.
Very specific.
And then it fell off a cliff for me that I just then was not on board.
Yeah.
And that's where I land on that. But other people love it, and I'm glad that they do.
Oliver, what were your thoughts?
I have to agree with my dad. It's very intriguing and mysterious, and I was very in. But as kind of as soon as you know what's actually going on, I completely lost interest. Mm-hmm. It becomes kind of a completely different movie, and I find it very boring.
Gotcha.
And but I also will say because what we experienced when we saw the movie was that there were times because I mean you guys have seen from all the posters there's a lot of people like running in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there was someone running, there appeared to be shadows in the theater of somebody running, and then you'd look and there'd be nobody there. And I heard another person also that I know also saw the movie and also experienced this.
Wait, what?
I know
because we thought it was the projectionist.
We thought it was the projectionist playing games.
So you think it's something they've rigged up?
Yeah, or they tell the projectionist, hey, can you like run underneath the light really, you know.
I will tell you this.
It's so scary.
That's cool.
It's
I like the sound of that.
And it was one of those things where it's like when it happened, I was like, well, that can't be what just happened. And then I kept it to myself, of course. And then it happened again. And then when Oliver's mentioned it after the movie, I'm like, okay, I'm not going nuts. There was a shadow of a kid running in front of this. Like in the aisle.
Like in the aisle.
Whoa.
Which is why
cool.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to somebody else who said that that is not real, that probably happens in every movie, and just because you don't notice it because you're not tense.
Right.
But if many people are saying it, And it was only
many
when
people
the,
are saying it. They're saying the best shadow, the longest shadow.
They're calling him Shadow. We're going by Shadows.
Yeah.
Did Oliver bake a pizza for you after?
We did. We enjoyed a half cooked pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, we were so tense. Our blood needed to stop. Well,
now I
want to
see it just to see if I can suss that out.
Well, I tell you
shadow
what,
things.
Shadows in life, baby. You know that.
Yeah, that's what I put on my grad cap.
I know you did. He had to put a quote on his grad cap, and he chose Shadows in Life from Boogie Nights.
Love it.
Yeah,
I get scared way too easy. I can't do it.
You don't like horror films?
I don't like them. I went to the one, I forget what it was called, where just recently, I think this is the last movie I actually saw, but where the family moves in, like Lisa, God, I can't even remember her name, but they move into this house, and it was kind of a creepy house, and there was somebody in the house. God.
Wait,
it was more specific.
It was Denise. Lisa, one of the Charlie's Angels was in it. Lisa.
Lisa Liu? I apologize.
Yeah, Lucy Liu. Yep.
Lucy Liu moves into a house?
I don't know.
I don't know this movie.
It just came out last year. It was earlier this year. It was like in March that came out. And it was a good movie, but like daughter, son. And then there was like a presence in this house and kept messing with the daughter. And then there was like the dude creeping on the daughter, you know, kind of thing. It was kind of creepy. And then
I think you just said the name of the movie, because I looked up Lucy Liu horror movie and I got Presence.
Your Presence. That's
Presence. Is that what you found as well, Garen, for a day?
Absolutely. That's what I was getting right here. Presence.
I missed that one. Yeah, he's usually at least see the trailers for things.
I didn't have time to look.
Where'd you see this in the theater?
Yeah, in the theater actually, and it was a good movie. It was one of those that just everything is about the ending. It builds. It just kind of constantly builds to the end.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of horror. Like the Blair Witch scared the F out of me.
It is. We talk about it all the time. If you don't know what's happening, if you go in with no knowledge of Blair Witch, it may be the most frightening movie you'll ever see.
Oh, yeah. I was up in Minnesota, right, in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Community college, you know, finishing bottom half. And my parents were out of town for the weekend, so I had the house to myself. And it's like a 20-minute drive, you know, at night in the dark. And it was just like freaked the entire weekend.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But I love that. So you don't like being scared, but I kind of like that. I like it when a movie really gets me like that. It's kind of fun because it doesn't happen that often.
Like not anymore.
Maybe Barbarian was a little like that. I watched it by myself at night.
Yeah.
And although it's
more disturbing than scary.
Disturbing, but then it kind of releases you from that at a certain point, and then it isn't that bad. But there's that middle section of it where you're like, this is just fucking unnerving.
Agreed. It's agree to agree. Let's do this.
And a minute.
We're going to go around the horn very quickly. Oliver, you're going to college. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I know there were jokes earlier, but I absolutely love being on the show. So I'm excited to... this is my last one for a while, but I'd love to come back at a certain point.
Nope, this is the last one.
No, this is it.
Yeah, all right, I'll call it.
This is it. You're done with trivia? And you're done with this show. See you later, buddy.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm not giving you anything, then I don't get anything.
That's right. Well, we slam the door on you.
Once you turn 18, now you're just a person, and you're going to have to earn your way back onto the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get something to promote
first. Get some credits. Yeah, get out in the world to do something to noteworthy that we can book you for.
Thank you for saying it, Matt. I didn't know how to word it.
I know it was weird. It's weird for you to tell him that, but I had to be the one.
That's smart, and it's good that we're doing it.
And all ball busting aside, you know, we love having you here.
Absolutely, and I absolutely love being here.
We love it. I love when I'm able to bring my son to work day.
It's fun, and I think the fans love it too. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. If I don't say it enough, I'm very, very proud of you.
Well, I mean, you definitely do, but it's very wonderful to hear.
He's been regulated like a soccer team.
Yeah,
that's true. You're
gonna have to go way back.
Yeah,
because now you're in college. You're basically an amateur.
That's true. I'm back to square one.
Man, you had to be happy with that soccer reference.
I love any soccer talk. I'm all about it.
Here's a guy that doesn't care for it, Elliot Hochberg, who has the con.
Yes.
So we'll have to circle back for the letter game once we start with Denise. We'll start.
Fair enough.
And so, anything going on in your world that we need to? Talk about.
It was kind of an interesting thing. I went to a government office. I'm not going to say which one because I don't want to call them out because I'm going to make the story short. But we go in there and there's a very short line. It's in an office building. So it's not a government building, but the government office is in the building. I'm in line with several people. This one lady who I come to learn, she's over 80.
Still working.
Maybe she's getting... No, she doesn't work there. She's going to the office.
She's in line.
She's in line.
Did he say that? And I just wasn't listening?
No, I misunderstood it the same way you
okay.
did.
Okay, fair enough. So there's a security guy. He's explaining what he's going to do. He's going to, you know, he's going to do a wand check of us. There's not a, you know, a metal detector to walk through. He's going to do it with a wand.
All right.
She says to me, because he says, you know, make sure you don't have any certain kinds of chemicals, knives, scissors, whatever. She says to me, she says, you know, I have a little, like a pocket knife and a pair of scissors on it. Should I, is that, you think that's going to be a problem? And I said to her, my advice, don't say anything. And if he finds it, then you deal with that. And I'm also going to forget what you just said.
Okay.
And then she says, but it's just a little pocket knife. And I'm like, I'm still forgetting.
I already forgot what you're talking about.
That's right. So then
I'm a little surprised that was your response to her. You seem like a guy who'd be like, no, ma'am, take that out of your pocket. It's exactly what he's talking about.
She's 80.
Yeah.
And we're on like a higher floor, and it's going to be a pain in the butt for her to.
So it's basically going to slow things down if you tell her to do anything.
Well, for her, because she's after me, so it's not going to affect my.
Oh,
day.
Okay. I thought she was in front of you.
No. She's behind me.
God,
so then,
done a terrible job setting this up.
This may be the worst story you've ever told, and you, dude, have told horrible stories.
I've got to lean into it. That's what I've learned. So we go through. I get through, and then we're sitting and we're waiting, and we watch her have her turn, and it's very clear that she said to the man. I have a small pocket knife and a pair of scissors because I hear him say, well, if I don't find it, it's going to be fine.
He's taking the Hochberg
He's taking the Hochberg route.
This could be a young man in an old lady costume trying to sneak in and cause trouble.
There's really good makeup. Now, I've watched Mission Impossible.
But right? maybe saw Naked Gun. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It looks like a little girl, and then he peels the mask off.
Peels it off, and it's a grown man with a lollipop.
So he feels
around. This is what Trump warned us about.
Yes. Right. Lawlessness.
He's starting to take his side on this.
So he kind of looks in her bag, and I don't know if he specifically didn't find it or he literally didn't find it, but she's like, oh, but it's probably in there.
And
it's like,
stop it, ma'am.
Why is she so insistent?
Don't know.
You must find this.
I don't know.
Just let it. Just don't say anything.
But then she got, you know, buzzed through and we did our business. We were gone in 10 or 15 minutes. So for all I know, she pulled out that knife and took over the place. I mean, I haven't seen anything on the news, but
they very tinily stabbed people.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, what if the end of the story was, and then she stabbed me.
But it didn't. It wouldn't hurt. It would just be like the end of a little thing that nail clipper that swings out to get underneath your nails. Yeah. Just that.
I wouldn't like that. Don't do that, please.
You don't think so?
No, I don't like it.
Who would like that?
Poked.
I guess somebody's into that sort of thing.
Maybe.
All right. We'll come back to you to get your answer, but right now we're going to hit this.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter.
You're not going to eat any more of that, right?
Nope.
No, why would you?
I might want to have one more.
Is that true? Then do me a favor. Put it down on this side table this year.
Okay.
There we go. It's time for the letter game. Denise, you're not a horror fan.
Not a horror fan.
But you do have the first chance to guess, Elliot. If you get it right, you get $5. Horror or sci-fi that begins with the letter H. What do you have?
Horrorville? I don't. It's not even a real. I don't even think that's real. I just made it up on the spot because I got confused. I was put on the spot and I tried to yes and it.
Okay. Do you want to? And I'm very serious. Do you want me to ask Oliver another question? And while he does that, you Google horror films to start with.
There's
the
no cheating.
Yes.
There's no cheating.
There's no cheating because we have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
Pull out your phone.
I'm going to get a crystal.
I think her phone's over there. Though.
Oh, good God!
It's
all the way over there.
We're going to let you Google it because I'm not going to let you land with Horrorville.
What if it's Horrorville? What if that's his answer?
That'd be amazing. Elliot, thank you for doing that. Oliver, please just sit there and don't do anything. That's the best way to.
I sympathize. He's locked behind a desk.
I say these same things to Garen. I don't want people to go, boy, he's harsh on his kid. First of all, I'm not.
No, you're kissing his ass.
I'm going to have to. He's going to be carrying me in 3 months. You know, either you know, to doctor's appointments, he's going to have to carry me
physically.
You see, I'm getting ghost bruises.
Yeah, maybe it's from those ghost shadows.
Yeah, it was those shadows.
Oh,
man. They came and they just punched you.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, you think those are punching shadows?
Now that I've had more of these chips, now that I know what it's supposed to be, it doesn't taste any more like that than I.
It doesn't
initially.
It doesn't at all, right?
No, it's very annoying.
Also, because a buffalo flavored chip sounds great.
That would be good. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard to do.
It's right? Like salt and vinegar with tomato sauce on it.
You just use the sauce that they use on the wings.
How did Doritos fuck this up so badly?
And maybe add a little bit of like a blue cheese flavor to it.
I don't want the blue cheese on there.
That'd be great.
There's not enough competition. Takis, pick up the slack.
Yeah. Start working in the day. The night's covered. It's not doing well.
Yeah, they're just not doing this.
Speaking of not doing well, you want to repeat that?
Hold on. Was my mic on?
Yeah, it was on.
Did I flick that one on?
Yeah, it was on.
Really?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sure.
All right, turn it off.
All right, do you have
one? All right, Denise, did you find one?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Halloween.
Halloween, of course. The number one.
Classic answer.
I now have to look at what number two is. Not that Halloween ever would have made it to me.
Right. I think we were all thinking that. So I will say Hellraiser.
Oh, dude. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't have my reading glasses
on. I don't think I've ever seen Hellraiser. That's the one with Pinhead.
That's,
right?
That's our boy Pinhead. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I did see it, and it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going
to
be.
I didn't care for it. I wanted it to do whatever it did, it wasn't what I wanted it to do.
As a kid, the image of that guy with pins in his head scared the shit out of me. It just seemed like really creepy. But then the movie itself, I don't think lived up to that.
All right, I'm going to have to go the route of Denise here. I only have two on my list.
Yeah.
Autocorrect was not my friend.
Okay.
Number one is Halloween, and number two is Hellraiser.
So, all in.
So I have to give me a moment, if you would. You know what? I'm going to
actually. Is this going to affect play? I don't think it is. I think you can do this. I'm going to give you Hellraiser because I just remembered I wanted to say something else.
I'll take Hellraiser then.
Okay, you take Hellraiser. I'm thinking Elliot. He's not going. He's not.
Oh no! I'm not taking Hellraiser.
He's not going horror. He's going sci-fi. He's going Hellboy.
Oh, then you know what? I'm not taking Hellraiser then.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Highlander.
Oh, that's
because Highlander's a very Elliot.
Yes, it is. That's another good one.
All right, so I'm going to go Highlander, and then we go to you. Refresh my memory, Griffin.
Yeah,
Griffin. Yeah.
What do you got, Griff?
Squizzy P.
Yeah. I blanked. This is the only other thing I could think of. Besides what you guys already said. So I'm going to go with The Haunting.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Oh, there's also The Howling, which is a great movie.
And The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, there's a lot of H's. Yeah. There's a lot of H's.
House on a Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hills Have Eyes.
House at the end of the corner, whatever it's called. House on the left.
Are we getting a Garen answer on this today?
Yeah.
Oops. I hope he's within phone range.
No, we're not. He emailed it because he's not.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I got the email. I got the email right here. Its name is Paul Revere. And the letter game. My answer is, my guess is below. And I scroll. Oh, Garen does it right.
He's going to be using this.
No, he picked another great one.
Oh, good.
He picked one that I would have picked if I did not say Highlander. He picked Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's another good answer.
If not available, Hellraiser, Hunger Games.
Okay.
Yeah. Hannibal, High Tension.
Hmm. Is Hannibal horror? I think of that as a thriller.
Oh, no, that's horror.
Thriller.
No, Hannibal falls into the category of horror. It's a man eating brains.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where he's...
The sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's more horror. Silence of the Lambs, they consider that horror, but I don't think
Silence of the Lambs is a thriller.
But Hannibal is not.
Because that's the one where he's talking with the guy while he's eating his brain.
Yeah, right? That's true. But that's just what he does. It doesn't make it a horror film.
That's what he does.
People eat soup all the time in movies, right? Yeah, we don't make that. That's not a culinary film.
People have chainsaws. What's the big deal?
Right? People do woodwork. Yeah. Ask Nick Offerman. He won't shut the fuck up about it. I made a canoe. Yes, we've heard about your canoe, Nick.
It is a gorgeous canoe.
It is a beautiful canoe. And if I could canoe, would you?
Sure.
Canoe?
If
I could make a canoe, then I would definitely show it off.
Yes. I wouldn't stop talking about it either.
Yeah. It'd be my proudest moment.
How far would I get on that canoe? I would stop at trying to pick out the wood at the hardware store. I'd be like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm not. You know, it turns out I don't have the patience for this.
I don't even think I could. I can't conceptualize how canoes are made, like with pieces of wood. What I do understand is the old way, which is just take a log and start carving it out.
Do you think that's what he did?
No, I think he built it like with pieces of wood,
and then he warped the wood.
You have to steam it.
Will you get it wet or something?
Yeah. You got to steam it so it'll bend. You have to have a form probably for that to do it right.
A form,
maybe.
Oh,
like a mold.
I thought you meant you have to fill out a form.
I was at a government office.
Yeah,
and that I didn't want to say it was the canoe office.
You were at the canoe.
There's the form. It's interesting because the form kind of bent.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
It's not funny. I'm being too mean to you today, and I apologize. No, please. If I am, I apologize. It's all for humor. It's all for joy. Give us the fans if you would very quickly. Now, Denise, this is going to be the fans' guesses. They are also trying to match Elliot.
Okay,
but nobody wins off of what you hear from this. You want to stop it or keep going?
Yeah, stop it. Oliver's got a doctor's appointment, so we need to wrap this up.
All right, let's see.
Wrap it up.
So I think this is 11.
Elton John and George Michael. Oh, no. Wait. What are we singing?
Well, Wrap It Up is
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah, that was Fabulous Thunderbirds. I was thinking
Wrap It Up.
Wrap Her Up.
Which I'll take it. Wrap It Up.
I don't dislike the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and no. I really should.
I do.
I like their three songs.
They're fun songs that you wear bowling shirts to listen to.
Yes.
They're a novelty band.
Kind of.
But they're not. But that's the weird. They're...
It's a novelty flavor.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, baby. All right, okay. Go on. Give us the fans.
I think this is number 11, but somebody said it. So Hannibal.
Okay.
The Haunting.
Uh-huh.
Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Yeah,
that's a scary movie. It's all about a serial killer. Mm-hmm. a guy named Henry, from what I understand.
Garen's Answer, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right.
Then Harry and the Hendersons. Does that fit either of these categories?
Boy, no. Oh boy. Sci-fi, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, I guess big... Nah, it's not sci-fi. It's supernatural.
It certainly isn't
not even
horror.
Supernatural. It's just...
And it's a comedy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it kind of just... Well, I'm glad at 11. Happy Death Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
House on Haunted Hill.
Yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, famously with my friend Amy in it.
Oh, that is
famous.
Well, for this show.
Didn't have to say it. Denise knew it.
Yeah, there you go. Herbie, Fully Loaded. Sci-fi, I guess?
I don't know what that is.
How is that?
It's a Herbie.
It's a car. The Love Bug.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Well, I guess if a car can...
He doesn't talk.
It's a horror movie, of course.
how about Harry Potter? Where does Harry Potter fit in all this?
Well, that's science fiction, one would say. Fantastical.
How about Hell Comes to Frogtown? Those are the ones at the bottom. Then the top two.
what the hell was that?
The director emailed it in.
Yeah, right. That's the one guy that's not very good.
Number two, Halloween. Number one, Hellraiser.
Interesting that they went 1-2 in that order.
Yes.
Mm, all right, give us your five.
All right, my five. Number five.
Yes.
Her.
Yeah, that was an option when I Googled.
That is sci-fi.
Number four, Hellboy.
Hellboy.
I knew he was going to think it.
I believe our friend Doug Jones is in that.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Number three, House. At least in one of the Hellboys. So that's the one with, what's his butt?
Is that a Shyamalan?
No. This is there's The House and then there's House. And one of them has the guy from Greatest American Hero.
William Catt?
William Catt is in one of those, yeah.
Oh, that's an oldie.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Halloween is number two. Number one, we do have a winner.
We have a winner. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, hey, it's Garen Cockrell.
Good job.
Congratulations to Garen.
First thing I thought of here is
he's off on assignment. Our usual intern is up in, I believe, I want to see, he's up in Sequoia, is he not?
Yeah. I believe he is.
He's staying where we saw the bear, not the TV show, we saw an actual bear, right. Less than 50 yards away from us where we were having dinner.
Fun.
And hopefully Garen will have the same experience because otherwise, there's a scream.
It's nature. It's beautiful.
So, nature's beautiful.
I looked up Z. There are technically almost five.
Yes. Do you think we should partomize?
I think you should because okay. four of them, I think you could. Well, two of them you could definitely guess if you're a film person. Third one, maybe. The fourth one. Well, yeah. Two of them you can guess. One you can guess if you're a film person. One of them you might just stumble onto. And then one I don't think anybody but Garen would get.
And that's four. And there's not even a fifth.
Those are the fifth.
I got to be honest. I got lost in the maze of that sentence.
Yeah. Look, I bumped into a couple of the walls in that sentence as well.
I've been accused of being too mean to him today, which is why I let that just go on.
I am so confused right now.
You should be.
You don't. Luckily, you don't need to know what he was talking about. Yeah. It's,
all right. You got the internet over there? Is that something that you have?
Yes.
Go to partomizer.com and put in the numbers 1 through 20. Go 1 to 23, I guess.
Maybe lower, like 1 to 15.
Yeah, go to 1 to 15. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, put in 1 to 15.
All right.
Hit enter.
7.
7.
G.
G. All right, so Garen has to do the letter G.
Nice.
There we go. All right, Denise, none of that applied to your life in any way, shape, or form. And I apologize
sure
that it happened
up.
On your watch.
I thought there was going to be a test, so I was like, should I?
I appreciate taking notes. Denise, where do we find the special Boogie on a Budget? Is that on YouTube?
Bougie on a Budget's going to be everywhere. It drops August 19th.
Oh, it's coming out. I thought it was already available.
Coming out, so it drops on Tuesday, and then the album drops Friday of next week. So
oh, that's awesome. Second. Nice.
So it's going to be on Amazon, Apple, YouTube, Vimeo, probably not pronouncing it right, Google.
Like anywhere you rent stuff.
Yeah, anywhere you rent stuff. We'll just make up a couple as well.
Sure.
Patreon, OnlyFans.
Plex? Is it on Plex?
It will be.
Good. If, no, it's got to be on Plex. If it's not on Plex, I'm not watching.
You only watch things on Plex.
That's my only thing I have.
Is that
I
a real thing?
I have a Plex television.
Did you make up Plex?
No, Plex is a real thing.
Plex is a real thing, but I'm not sure you can be on it.
What do I watch on Plex?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I just see the name.
I think Plex is a way to take video that you've downloaded and make it go to your other devices.
Oh, it does not have shows on it.
Look.
No, no. I think that was what it was, and now it has joined the world of these
other services. Sure, because money. Because
why not?
I thought it was an app you made up in your basement.
I wish I had invented Plex. I'd be a millionaire.
I wish you had a basement.
Me too. Very rare in this town.
All right. Well, Denise, everybody look out for those. And then it's DeniseWinkleman.com, correct?
DeniseWinkleman Comedy.com.
Is there another Denise Winkleman that sells real estate that took it first?
Well, I'm sure there is. I was like, I'm funny-ish, so we'll do comedy. Yeah.
All right, Denise Winkleman Comedy.
The album is just on Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff.
Yeah, it'll be everywhere. Cool.
Great.
All the plexes as well.
Yes. And I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, a shout out to the gorgeous El Portel Theater.
Yes.
In North Hollywood, California. I love that spot.
It was so fun.
And they do a great job of shooting specials there as well.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. A production company did it, and it really fun. Put a lot of work into it. Funny, and then get a little serious in the political climate at the end. So the actual theme of the special, it's not bougie on a budget, it's actually be yourself. So it felt right, given this time of year.
Love it.
That's what you're going to do when you get to college, right, Griff? Going to be yourself?
Absolutely. That's you know me. Going to show up day one.
Griff it up.
I'm going to griff it up.
He's coming back a man, guys.
That's true. The next time I see you, you will be a man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Heavy baby.
I'm gonna go by Griffin, parentheses, the Griff, colon, Squizzy P.
Love it. Denise, thank you for being here.
Thanks
so much.
Absolute
pleasure meeting you. Congratulations on this special. Everybody go and check that thing out. All right, everybody, thanks for listening and for subscribing. Garen will be back next week. The boy, I will be, we bring him down on Tuesday. We have parents' initiation? That's not the right
orientation.
Orientation on Wednesday. So I will
spend
be
the night?
Very, yeah, we are.
Okay.
So I'll be here probably on an IV to get fluids back into my body from sobbing for 48 straight hours because my son is leaving the nest. And I am not the first father to experience this. I will certainly not be the last, but it is my experience. And according to the emails I'm getting, I am not alone in how I will handle this. We wish you a lot of luck. Will I make a scene? Yeah.
Oh, no.
You may want to switch to Griffin just so you're not associated with me. Don't go by Pardo. They're going to go, you mean that sobbing idiot that showed up?
Griffin.
Yeah.
What, do you have any strategy? Like, you're going to get there early, so maybe you're the first one in? Or how's that going to look?
My check-in time, all four of our check-in times are 8:30 a.m.
Hey.
So we're going to have to, and that's an hour and a half. Like, it's far drive.
We're going to have to leave at, like, 7 a.m. to get down. That's a disaster.
It's going to be a lot. Yeah, which also, the
there's
other
a train.
Thing, all right.
it won't take that early on.
You promised
a
car.
Oh, it's a weekday, though.
It's a weekday.
Yeah, so it might take that long.
During rush hour.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, the other weird thing is, like, are you going to meet their parents? Like, because, like, if we're all there at the same time.
Hey, can I tell you what I don't want to do in advance? Go to dinner with those parents. I don't want to do that. I'm already telling you I don't want to
do that. There's probably going to be one guy who's...
Hey, why don't all of us just get to know each other? Our kids are living together. Why don't we all get together?
No, thanks.
No.
Oh. Let's make a phone tree.
Oh, I can't do that because I don't know what that is. What's a bone... Oh, a phone tree.
Yes.
I thought you said, let's make a bone tree.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And I said no. Knee-jerkly said no, but now that I think about a bone tree, I'm back in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
That sounds like a horror film.
It does.
A lot of empty nesters.
A bone tree.
Yeah. Well,
hanging out.
Maybe it's
boning.
Like maybe it's like the ice storm, though. We all throw our keys in a bowl, and then we all bone.
Yeah, baby.
Right?
I think it's...
outside, by the tree. Uh-huh. It's the bone tree.
I think in this case, the keys are thrown on a tree. Because it's a bone tree.
I cannot tell you enough on how I fucking pitched that movie and we sold it. And then we just lost the deal with that goddamn line. Oh. Then we throw the keys at a tree. Thanks for your time.
He was trying to be nice to you for once and you just wouldn't let it happen.
I did.
But why is it bone? I mean, you made bone tree because it's outdoors.
Yes, I made it.
Nobody wants to have sex in the needles.
Everybody wants needle sex.
No.
Yes, they're speak soft. For yourself, man.
Thank you, Denise.
All right. I mean, if you like needle sex, I don't want needle in my ass.
This goes back to Pinhead now.
Yeah. Except it's pin-ass.
I don't believe you, by the way.
Yeah, I don't either. I think put a blanket down and do it.
I will say I don't want sap on me.
No sap, no sand. I don't. No dirt. I don't want any of that in my.
Use a blanket.
Blankets don't do shit.
They keep they put a barrier between you and the earth.
I was a Cub Scout and we went camping and the blankets didn't do shit.
Blankets don't do shit. That's why they've been so unsuccessful in the history of
civilization. When was the last time you went on a picnic? How well did that blanket help you?
It stays between me and the grass.
It does what it's supposed to do.
And I'm not my experience.
I don't know what your problem is.
I'm pretty sure camping sex is a real thing. Right?
Sure. Like, sure. It doesn't mean I have to like
people
it.
Bone in the woods.
I'm not a camper, but that's the only reason I would camp.
That's the only reason I would camp.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I didn't have a choice. I had to go. They made me.
Well, I brought him camping twice, and it was horrible.
It's terrible.
That's not your style.
That's not my jam.
That's not Squizzy P style.
That is though. Squizzy P likes luxury and velvet.
Yeah, there you go. Lamp, if anything.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting the program. We truly do appreciate it. Don't forget the season's winding down. That doesn't mean anything to you folks here in the Platinum. We appreciate your support of this program. So on behalf of him, looking at it, he leaves a child, comes back a man.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's Griffin right over there. What's up, Pards?
See, that's pretty good. What's up, Pards? That's pretty good.
Pards was my nickname in grade school, so I could see Pards catching on.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Thanks for being here. Oliver, great job today filling in for Garen.
Wonderful. Again, always love being on here. I'm very going to miss being on the show, so I have to come back.
We're going to be back in like 2.5 months.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, it's probably the same amount of time as a normal time. I'm on. I don't know. It just feels like I'm going to
I know.
Fly.
Well, it's a big moment. And, yeah, it is. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for being here.
You got it.
Good luck to you. See you at home.
Thank you.
Elliot's behind Video Village. Thank you, Elliot. All right. The Honcho Matt Belknap, our new friend, Denise Winkleman. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.